Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
A White House welcome for China's president.
I would call our relationship with China very positive and complex.
The higher cost of filling up.
$50 to fill this up. It used to cost $25.
School safety 7 years after Columbine. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. There have been protests and pomp as East prepares to meet West at the White House. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, the red carpet's out for China's President Hu Jintao.
That's right, and in just over an hour, the Chinese leader will arrive to a 21-gun salute, then the Oval Office summit, centering on Iranian and North Korean nuclear ambitions, trade, and concerns about Chinese piracy of U.S. products.
It's difficult for a nation that likes to trade, like ours, to go into a country uncertain as to whether or not patents will be protected or product will be protected from copy.
And outside the White House right now, this reminder of another issue at a demonstration against China's human rights policies, Nick.
Well, as the events unfold in Washington, the fortunes of the U.S. and China have never been tightly intertwined. Here's CBS's Barry Peterson.
Sarah Bongiorni decided her Baton Rouge family would do without goods from China for a year.
An experiment to measure how far China's pushed into our life.
It was everywhere in their lives, from her kitchen.
Our coffee maker broke. All coffee makers come from China unless you're going to shell out for an expensive Italian espresso maker.
To Kevin's workroom. Pegboard hangers for his tools only come from China.
I've gone all year long with basically my tools just laying around.
The extra expense ravaged the family's budget. It cost $150 to buy American-made sunglasses. A pair from China is $20. The products the Bongiornis became so dependent on came from factories just like this one here in China. And because of these factories, Americans get a bargain every time they go shopping, and these people get a chance at a better life.
Because of your work here, are you going to have a better life? Will you be able to buy things that you want to have?
Yes, she tells us. The family now has color TV and all new furniture. Sarah is back to buying from China with a lesson learned.
The global economy seems like it's way out there on the horizon, but in fact, you're mixed up with it right in your living room.
Americans buy for less, and the profits change lives in China. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Hebei Province, China.
Well, as Peter Mayer reported, one of the key issues Presidents Bush and Hu will discuss will be China's growing thirst for oil and its effect on prices. Today, crude prices hit another record of nearly $72.50 a barrel. And gas prices have been skyrocketing, but CBS's John Harchie says Washington insists they'll be coming down.
Government experts are sticking to their forecast that national average gasoline prices will not stay at $3, at least not for as long as a whole month. They list several factors, not the least of which is gasoline supplies should be going up now as refineries complete maintenance that slowed production and three knocked out by Katrina finally get back to work.
Well, it's not only motorists caught in the high price crunch. Reporter Chris Filippi of CBS affiliate KIRO has more from Seattle.
At $3.26 a gallon for unleaded, it's no surprise that not many people are showing up at Harold Hessel's service station in Seattle. Hessel gets his gas from a small supplier. He says the majors are gobbling up most of the fuel, and that's driving his prices way up.
If it would just level off for a while, I'd be happy, because then at least I could make a margin on the fuel, which is something I can't do when it's going up this fast.
Well, it's a worrisome sign, the high rate of accidental overdose deaths from prescription drugs. CBS News correspondent Peter King is live with the results of the latest research.
New Mexico already had the highest accidental overdose rate in the country. A new study shows it more than doubled between 1994 and 2003 and has now eclipsed illegal drug overdoses, mostly painkillers, tranquilizers, and antidepressants, too. One researcher says it's a common problem in rural areas, but others say it's an increasing problem worldwide, with more people abusing prescription narcotics. Nick?
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police estimate that about 2,500 high school students and adults rallied at the state capitol yesterday in support of immigrants' rights.
You gotta show the people that we're here and that they ain't gonna kick us out without us representing ourselves, you know?
The point is to be united.
Marchers temporarily blocked some downtown intersections. Few problems reported, but onlooker Bill Nelson says he was threatened when he asked some marchers why they were carrying Mexican flags.
Why in the world would you be wanting to beat me up because I'm asking you why you're carrying a Mexican flag? And to me, that really turned me off.
The march was the latest in a string of rallies across the country amid heated debate on immigration. The halls of Columbine High School will be silent today. Students and teachers taking the day off to honor those who lost their lives there 7 years ago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. Checking clear for the drive so far. Overnight construction has been cleaned out of your way. We're looking good if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area on I-25. I-70 moving along fine from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. 225 and the Turnpike, both trouble-free at the moment. And around town, things still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, South Boulder Road, Belmont, and Baseline. They're all checking clear. Now, onto the forecast. Chilly this morning. Going to warm up with highs in the 60s this afternoon, but right now, 33 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
DNC Chair Howard Dean with us here on the Ed Schultz Show. Rumsfeld, does it really matter who the Secretary of Defense is?
It would be good to have a competent one, but your point is well taken. This is not about just changing Rumsfeld. This is about changing the whole policy in Iraq.
What do you think the chances are of taking back the House?
I think they're pretty good. Whether you're a Republican voter or a Democratic voter, nobody likes the dishonesty and the corruption that's going on in this Republican administration, and I think they're going to want to change.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Sponsored in part by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from as many as 4 customized loan offers. When banks compete, you win. At LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. I'm Charles Osgood. The man who's been President Bush's spokesman was the subject of his own announcement yesterday. Scott McClellan is stepping down. He thanked the president.
I have given it my all, sir, and I've given you my all, and I will continue to do so as we transition to a new press secretary over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Thank you for the opportunity.
And the president thanked him.
I thank Scott for his service to our country. I don't know whether or not the press corps realizes it, but his is a challenging assignment. Dealing with you all on a regular basis.
More to come after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
Terrorists struck in Tel Aviv this week. 9 people were killed, more than 60 wounded. Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility. Hamas, in a perverse twist of language, called this terrorist attack an act of self-defense. Islamic Jihad and Hamas have a lot in common. First, they're both connected to Iran, the world's number one sponsor of terrorism. Second, they both seek Israel's destruction. They don't want to live alongside Israel. Rather, they seek to replace Israel with an Islamist state. And third, they both turn religion on its head. Instead of religion being a force for good, they've created a force for evil. That evil justifies their murderous attacks. It allows them to believe they have a special place in heaven. Yeah, right. Without giving up its deep yearning for peace, Israel is hanging tough, as it must. In doing so, it's setting an example. After all nations committed to the protection of democratic values, human rights, and religious pluralism are in this battle together. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Scott McClellan's departure is part of a bigger picture, of course.
The White House is going through a period of transition. Change can be helpful, and this is a good time and good position to help bring about change.
Karl Rove isn't departing, but he'll be focusing for the rest of this election year on politics rather than policy, says our political correspondent Gloria Borgia.
Well, sources tell CBS News that there was a general feeling that Karl Rove had way too much on his plate.
Josh Bolton, the brand-new White House chief of staff, sure hasn't wasted any time, has he?
Sources who have been inside those senior staff meetings at the White House tell CBS News that from day one, Josh Bolton has made it very clear that he's the man in charge. He's also made it very clear that the president has given him broad discretion to reorganize the White House. And I think what we see happening is a White House that's in a much more traditional mold with the chief of staff who actually says, I'm going to be running things.
Consider these jobs that when you're appointed, you know one day you'll be disappointed.
I'm ready to move on. I've been in this position a long time, and my wife and I are excited about beginning the next chapter in our life together.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, April 20th, 2006.
This is the hour of
no power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 62. Good to be with you this morning. There is so much, I say this every morning, but there is so much. I don't know how we're going to jam everything in here. A lot of it is very serious. There's some funny stuff. There's some outrageous stuff. Of course, you know about the 2,500 students yesterday that walked out of school. The immigration debate is back in the news again. We'll talk a little bit about that this morning. We've got Dr. Christian Weller joining us to talk about gas prices and CEO pay. We're also going to talk about lobbying reform. Morgan Carroll, our good friend, State Representative Morgan Carroll, has got a House Bill 1149, which passed through the House on Wednesday. The bill would require lobbyists to disclose the bill numbers of legislation they're working for their clients, and we'll get into her. We'll get into that whole situation and ask her about that. And that whole cooling off period that she had, where you'd have to wait a year once you leave government to go to work as a lobbyist, I think that got stripped out of the bill. Also, Bill Ritter, our next governor here in the state of Colorado, has got exciting news. He's raised a record amount of money. We'll talk to him about that, about immigration reform. Also, there's a rumor going around that Mark Holtzman on the Republican side may not attend the Republican state GOP convention. How about that? Big dissension going on over there. Only makes it better for us, baby. And what else is on the... and then there's Iraq. There's a story this morning in the Washington Post about Iraq. Guess what? Spending is going to top record highs. And so there's immigration. There's all these things to talk about. But, oh, that's right. And we're going to have the Reverend Barry Lynn here from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He's going to talk about the White House faith czar, James Toohey, who left and is going to urge, he urges President Bush to close the Office of Faith-Based Community Initiatives. And we'll talk to him about that, and that's about 9:20 on the program. And in between that, we'll weave in all of your phone calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So it's going to be an interesting morning this morning. Stick around. Got a lot of stuff. And I got something really special to play for you, too. For those of you in the Hour of No Power who join us every morning, I got a little gift. If you haven't heard this, we're going to play it. To get a little bit of comic relief here this morning. But right now, we want to say hello to Danny Sapp of Littleton. Danny, you told us you listen to my show, AM 760, Progressive Talk, right now at this time. You're one of those members of the Hour of No Power. And Danny, you're out there, and that's why I'm calling your name right now. Danny Sapp, you've got an hour to call us to claim a great prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. Now, if your name isn't Danny Sapp, you got to know this. It's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now to sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like $500 in cash, dinner with Ed Schultz and myself, breakfast with Al Franken and myself, $500 worth of gas, which everybody could use that now. And every weekday winner qualifies for a chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. This is our way of saying thanks for listening. And we mean this. Thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Danny Sapp, we're waiting for your call. You got less than an hour. All right. So as we wait for Danny to call in, because my record is flawless here, I get a winner every single morning. So Danny Sapp, if you're out there or if you know Danny Sapp, give him a buzz. And Danny, get in touch with us. You got a little less than an hour now here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, now, a little bit of comic relief. I don't know how many of you saw this yesterday. It was making the rounds all over the internet. It originates at HuffingtonPost.com. This is a song about George W. Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. Rummy, and it's called, what is it called? I'm the Decider? Yeah. Have you heard this? If you haven't, I got to play it for you. Check this out.
And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
Well, what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider.
Go to HuffingtonPost.com and you can pull that off. You can pull the link off and you can send it around to all of your friends. I am the decider. That's George W. Bush. What a great way to start off a Thursday morning at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. Think I'll play that song a couple more times this morning? Yeah. I'm almost tempted to turn around and play it again. It's so great. Go to HuffingtonPost.com and you can pull it off there. I believe it's on the right-hand side. Of the opening page there on the homepage of HuffingtonPost.com, and we thank them for that. Danny Sapp of Littleton, we're still waiting for you to give us a call to claim your great prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. If your name isn't Danny Sapp, you know what? You need to know this. All you got to do to win is just go to am760.net and sign up and get your name in there. But Danny Sapp of Littleton, we're waiting for you, man, here during the hour of No Power. Would love, love to give you this prize and get you into the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Danny Sapp of Littleton, give us a call, Danny. All right, AM760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thanks for being here this morning. It's good to have you along.
Progressive traffic.
Still pretty quiet around town, but I'm starting to pick up just a little bit on Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway, South Boulder Road, Belmont, Arapahoe, and Broadway are checking clear, and the Turnpike move along just fine as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster now. Starting to fill in just a little bit southbound I-25 right around 84th Avenue, then things open up for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 pushing top speeds between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. If you're off to DIA, no problems on Pena Boulevard. 225 also in great shape this morning. Under the forecast, a little chilly this morning, but things will warm up with highs in the 60s this afternoon. Right now, it's 33 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota service center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection all for just $29.95. Don't miss this great deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends April 30th.
Get it done a better way. Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, need a new roof, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Call right now, 303-660-9669, 660-9669, or visit callbestinclass.com.
619, 19 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here this morning. You know what? I want to talk to you about Rocky's Autos with high gas prices. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, you know what? Now what I need is a gas saver. Or maybe you're in the situation where you just need a new car. Or maybe you're in a situation where you need something for the family. Well, whatever it is you're looking for, Rocky's Autos has got it because they got the largest selection of clean late model used vehicles in all of Colorado. And their matching down incentive is going on right now up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down. It's as simple as that. And the folks at Rockies, of course, are there to take care of you. People like my buddies, the Alshears, Tom and Marv, go out there and ask for Spanky or Colby or any of the gang out at Rockies. And by the way, this message to Dave Dunn out there. Have a good time fishing there, Dave. You know what? Every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they've got an extra hour of buying power for you, and they're open now Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so if you come close to 9, they'll stay late, and things will be fine. Check them out online, too, at rockiesautos.com. Where you can see the TV commercials, which, by the way, I'm going to be in a TV commercial along with Gunny Bob of KOA, who is very, very conservative. He and I disagree on almost everything, except we do agree on Rockies. Both of us bought cars there, so we're going to be in that with Audra and Shagman and also Officer Odell. I don't know when those are going to run, but we put them together the other day. Anyway, get on out to Rockies. They're good folks. Rockies Autos are located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you four-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final, details on site.
Hey, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how you can win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6 high today, 62, mostly sunny skies, and it should warm up as we start to work our way in towards the weekend with a high on Saturday of 76 degrees. AM760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you, and you know what? We got Danny Sapp on the line from Littleton, I believe. Let me look and see. Yeah, that's where Danny's from. And Danny, hi, are you there? Danny? Let me try it again. Danny? Danny?
Yes, I'm there.
We got you, man.
So how you doing this morning, Jay?
Well, I'm okay, Danny.
Gosh, I love listening to you every morning on my way to work. I listen to your station all day long.
Appreciate it, man. How's everything going this morning with you?
Oh, good.
Well, all right, Danny. You know what? Your name is now in the draw. You become eligible to win that eco trip to Costa Rica courtesy of Crocodile Bay Lounge. And somebody, I just got this really great feeling that somebody from the show is going to go. So
well, I hope it's me, Jay.
Well, I hope it's you, too. I mean, I hope everybody, you know, I hope it's got to be somebody from the show. But let me tell you what else you've won. You want to know what else you've won?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you know what you've won? You won breakfast with me and Al Franken from AM 760 Progressive Talk. So we'll get together and break bread and discuss politics and have a good time.
Great.
And you know what, man? I thank you so much for listening to the program. And as I said to a winner the other morning, she won dinner with Big Ed and myself And Ed is not going to cook, and Al won't be cooking breakfast either. We'll take you someplace really nice.
Great.
All right. Hey, Danny, thank you. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you for listening. And my fingers are crossed, man. Hope you're going to Crocodile Bay Lodge.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
And have a good day, Jay.
Yeah, you too, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Another winner. Yes. It's the perfect way to start the Thursday. I love that. I just love it. Here's something about Iraq. We're going to talk about gas prices here in about five or six minutes with Dr. Christian Weller from the Center for American Progress. Some of the myths about and some of the reasoning behind rising gas prices, which coming in this morning, I was looking at the pump prices. Man, you know, some places it's like $3. Some places it's $3.09, depending. And I, you know, you look at premium, and then you look at, of course, you know, the mid-level gasoline, and you know, you get all the way down, and you look at the prices as they're going up. But there is a kind of a disturbing story this morning, in the Guardian, I believe it is. I believe this is from the. No, I'm sorry, it's from the Telegraph, the London Telegraph, and I didn't see this anywhere in the mainstream media. This morning, and I thought I would give you a little bit of it. Saudi Arabia issued a dark and very stark warning yesterday that Iraq was in the grip of a civil war which threatened to suck in neighboring countries. Now this, despite what the administration keeps handing us every single day, day in and day out. One day, on a day when at least 17 more people were killed across Iraq, Riyadh expressed alarm that events were spiraling out of control. Civil war is a war between civilians. And there already is a war between civilians, Prince Fazel, the Saudi foreign minister, said. The threat of breakup in Iraq is a huge problem for countries of the region, especially if the fighting is on a sectarian basis. This type of fighting sucks in other countries. Now, this is the second time that this problem has been raised. The last time somebody brought this up was Khalilzada, our own ambassador to Iraq, who brought it up. But now it's coming from Saudi Arabia. And Prince Assad's warning echoed comments by President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt a week ago, in which I was unaware of that one, so that makes three, and contrasted the cautious optimism about Iraq's future often expressed by America and Britain. So who in the world here is telling the truth about Iraq? Now, you know what? There's a lot of us out here who are against this war. We didn't want to go there in the first place. And now that we're there, we're looking and asking and wanting to have a reasonable way out. A reasonable way out of this thing. And Tim Russert of Meet the Press in an interview said that a high administration source told him, somebody told him in the part, it was either in the administration or it was in the Pentagon, told him, and I've got the story here somewhere, and it's one of these things where, you know, you put the story somewhere and then you don't know what you did with it. Anyway, that there are a lot of people in the Pentagon that support the MIRTHA plan for getting out of Iraq. There are a lot of people inside the Pentagon that support the MIRTHA plan. But here's what the reality of what the administration is trying to peddle. Okay, this is off a clip. You can get this. You can get the whole clip if you want to hear the whole 13-minute interview of Donald Rumsfeld talking to Rush Limbaugh. Because Rummy's out, of course, you know, beating the PR campaign to save his ass. And here he is talking to Limbaugh. And Limbaugh starts to, of course, throw him the softball questions and says, well, you know, there are a lot of people, you know, there are a lot of people in this country that are ginning up an anti-war feeling and blah, blah, blah. And he starts going on about this whole thing about the anti-war movement. And here is what Rumsfeld has to say. Listen really carefully to this. Listen carefully to this and see if you don't walk away with the same kind of, like, you know, just, like, you got to be kidding me type of feeling. Or maybe some of you will walk away after hearing this with anger. But listen to Rummy on Rush Limbaugh's show.
The terrorists, Zarqawi and bin Laden and Zawahiri, those people have media committees. They are actively out there trying to manipulate the press in the United States. They're very good at it. They're much better at managing those kinds of things than we are. And we have to recognize that we're not going to lose any battles out in the global war on terror out in Iraq or Afghanistan. The center of gravity of that war is right here. And in the capital of the United States of America and other Western capitals in London, they're trying, it's a test of wills. And what's at stake for our country is our way of life. They want to strike at the very essence of what we are. We're free people. And our task in government, by golly, is to help protect the American people from people who killed 3,000 people here on September 11th.
All right. Now, what strikes you about that? First of all, he's saying that Zarqawi and bin Laden and all of those people, that they're better at managing PR than the Pentagon is and that the United States government is. That's a pretty sad commentary. Also, kind of slipping in the idea that you and I and that those of us who are against the war, that we're being manipulated by the enemy. And then finally, the last part of that, once again, the old administration standby, and I'll tell you something. I heard this, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm now convinced that Rumsfeld really believes this, that the same people that are in Iraq, the same people that we're fighting in Iraq, the same situation in Iraq are the same people who are responsible for 9/11. When the 9/11 Commission points out that that's clearly not true, when it has been well documented that it isn't true, but there's Rumsfeld with Limbaugh making these accusations. So, congratulations. If you're against the war, and if you feel that the war is going wrong, as I do, and you feel we need a change of course, as I do, and you were against getting involved in the war in the first place, as I was, well, then here we go. Check it out. You and I are being manipulated by the terrorists. And once again, don't forget, you know what? The same people who did 9/11, those hijackers, they're also behind what's going on in Iraq. Unbelievable. And you know, Limbaugh reaches a lot of people. So once again, the Republican right-wing noise machine is out there, and Rummy's out there beating the drum. All right, 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High gas prices. I got to fill up today. We all have to suffer with this. We'll talk about it coming up with Dr. Christian Weller from the Center for American Progress. That's right around the corner here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, I almost forgot. Speaking of automobiles and traffic and everything. Bailey, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Jay.
I was just sitting back listening to my Barry Manilow CD.
Me too.
Yeah, right.
We should listen together.
Oh, okay.
I was in great shape to start off the drive. A little bit of bungee for you. South on I-25 right around 84th Avenue. Then things open up for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 pushing top speeds from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. And if you're off to DIA, well, no trouble on Pena Boulevard. Already pretty busy eastbound I-270 from I-76 over towards Vasquez. And around town, things are picking up a bit on Highway 93, the diagonal on Foothills Parkway. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline are filling in, and so is the Turnpike eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. On to the forecast, a little chilly this morning.
Your brain is 75% water. That water you drink doesn't just go to your stomach. It goes to your brain, too.
Human studies show that this investigational device is safe, and the initial results suggest that stimulation can improve hand-arm recovery in stroke survivors, even when their stroke occurred months or years earlier. Participants must be at least 21 years of age and have weakness in one hand and or arm. All medical costs will be covered for participants that qualify. Call 888-546-9779 today or visit www.northstarneuro.com for more information. Again, call 888-546-9779 for more information. IRB approved.
This Saturday morning, you can either get some Z's or some serious savings at the Super Saturday Sale at Sears, where you'll find all sorts of amazing early open specials throughout the store from 9 a.m. to noon. And all day, all Craftsman mowers and tractors are on sale. Don't hit the snooze button this Saturday. Hit the Super Saturday Sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 4/22/06.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At Check-and-Go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check-and-Go near you, or get a cash advance online.
Dr. Christian Weller. Dr. Weller is with our favorite group, the Center for American Progress. We're going to talk about oil prices, the CEO pay gap, and a whole lot more. And Dr. Weller, welcome back to the program. Good to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
All right, let's start here with, you know, Where do we want to start? First of all, you know what? Gas prices have been creeping up now for quite a while. But basically, nobody really noticed that it was happening. Now it's all of a sudden at this record high. There is no Katrina, so the oil companies can't blame it on that. They're blaming it on trouble in Nigeria. They're blaming it on uncertainty with Iran. But what's really going on here?
Well, if you look at the graphs, first of all, I think people do actually worry about oil prices because they have been seeing the high prices and rising prices at the oil pump. That comes on top of other costs that have been rising pretty rapidly over the last few years. But what has been driving oil prices, if you look at like the trends of oil prices, let's say for the last 2 or 3 years, yes, you get these spikes in there from Katrina or from talk about Iran, but by and large, this has been an ongoing trend towards higher prices. And what that is really reflective of is the fact that the U.S. economy keeps on growing, but also that you have China and India growing at a pretty rapid clip. China probably around 9%, India more between 5 and 6% per year. And that increases demand for oil and cars and then gasoline and oil. And it's largely a demand-driven phenomenon that won't go away. It's not likely that China or India are going to slow down anytime soon, and we're not going to discover vastly large oil fields in the near future probably.
All right, here's one of the stories that we heard in the beginning when the prices started to get up, started to soar up for the price of a barrel of oil and the price of gasoline. Oh, you know what it is? It's the ethanol.
I think it's you can make all of these arguments. I don't think you're going to have string together a series of exceptionalism like additives will cost more and stuff like that. I don't think that that's really ultimately what's going to drive it. It is really a demand phenomenon. We haven't made those large strides in terms of discovering new oil fields. I don't think people expect that to happen. And the other part is we haven't really done globally a good job in terms of reining in energy consumption, become more energy efficient. So you have now basically three big purchases in the market, China, India, and the U.S., and we're competing for basically a fixed amount of oil, and that's going to keep on driving up prices in over the long run. Now, you will see spikes occasionally associated with various global events, but overall, I think it is a long-term trend of higher oil prices.
All right, so all it is basically is demand. It's nothing else. Are the oil companies, which I think a lot of Americans suspect, are the oil companies and our individual service station chains, are they price gouging? Are they gouging us? Are they taking advantage of us because we are starting to roll into the spring and summer driving season?
No, again, I think it's a little hard to defend the oil companies here. They're raising prices because the raw materials are going up, but they'll also see the demand going up, and then they take advantage of that because people can't be that flexible just because the oil prices are spiking at the pump. You can't just say, like, well, I'm not going to drive to work today. Or I'm going to sell my car and going to buy a hybrid tomorrow. Usually those changes take some time. And oil companies do take advantage of that. They have been incredibly profitable for the last few years, and CEOs at oil companies have been raking in millions of dollars in terms of CEO compensation.
That's another thing, CEO compensation. You know, the head of ExxonMobil was very much in the news yesterday and the day before for the amount of the retirement package he was going to get after being there for, 43 years. And he was defending it, and he was talking about how the government wasn't around to help him back in the days when oil prices were exceedingly low, and they needed help, and he doesn't expect them to be there then, and he doesn't expect them to get into his business or the oil industry's business now, and that the government and the people in this country fundamentally do not understand how the energy business works. But haven't oil companies under this administration gotten huge windfall tax breaks?
Well, I think the point is fundamentally somewhat different. Yes, oil companies have been helped. The energy bill gave them a lot of tax breaks, incentives, in a time when they have already been profitable. I'm not quite sure how much golf you can play for that you need $400 million in retirement income. So it's really a question of, did he really earn that money? And presumably, oil business is an extractive business. It's pretty straightforward. You get oil out of the ground, you refine it, you sell it at the pump. There aren't that many steps here. The question is, has this half CEOs, in the, especially oil company, really become made the company so much more innovative over the last few years that they deserve pay packages that have basically doubled from last year, from 2004 to 2005, and then on top of that, incredible retirement packages.
You know, the other thing is, 6:41, 19 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Dr. Christian Weller on with us in the Center for American Progress, and we're talking about the oil prices here and gas prices. The other thing is, the point you brought up earlier about, most of us, can't make it, we can't cut down on demand, it takes years, or at least a couple of years anyway, or however long it takes to make a transition, for instance, to go out and do something very simply like buy a hybrid. But we don't live, in the kind of climate that we did, say, during the Carter years, where sacrifice was asked of us, and Jimmy Carter, of course, walked down the inaugural parade route and got out of his limousine, and he wore the cardigan sweater. And if you go look at the oil figures, we actually did reduce the amount of oil we imported during those years. We don't have that kind of sacrifice going on now. I mean, we don't have, calls for carpooling. We don't have calls for more, mass or rapid transit. I mean, we don't have any of that stuff going on. So basically, what's happening here is we are, in this culture, highly, highly wedded to our automobiles. Our automobiles are the main source of using oil. And as consumers, we're kind of jammed. We're kind of caught, aren't we?
We are caught, but I think you have to also, I understand that there aren't really the calls for shared sacrifice here, but it's a little harder to do this now than it was back then. I mean, people have moved out further in terms of the suburbs and exurbs. They're further away from their jobs. They're more dependent on their cars, especially as their primary lifeline, than they used to be. So I think it will take some time, and I think ultimately changes will happen. People will take the higher prices and rising prices into consideration and make those changes. The problem is always when changes happen very quickly, as they have happened over the last few weeks, how are you going to address that, especially in the face of relatively flat wages and employment growth that it's been somewhat middling, it's not really that great. So how do really middle-class families handle a rapid grip into their wallet from the oil companies, from the gasoline companies? So I think that's the big question. While I think over the medium term, next few years, we will see some changes, people carpooling or buying smaller cars, maybe moving closer to their work, I think those changes will take some time, and they're not that easy to make.
The point you brought up about middle-class families having to grapple with this, and all of us having to grapple with the high price of oil, this has got to reflect off on the economy someplace. Where do you think it's the first place we'll see?
Well, I think you got to remember that oil prices are coming on top of a few other big price increases. In particular, interest rates have been rising and then taking out a bigger chunk of people's wallets. It's going to be hard to say where people will make sacrifices, but probably fewer travel, less travel. That would be one of my guesses. Less recreational spending, meaning going fewer visits to the movies, fewer visits to the restaurants. Those are kind of the discretionary spending that people can cut, but they're not that really big-ticket items. So the other big-ticket items that people have to pay on is houses, clothing, food, and I think ultimately what you will see is people keep on borrowing more money in their credit cards, and ultimately you will see continued high bankruptcy rates.
What about the automobile industry?
I think the automobile industry will face, again, I think this depends on which companies you're looking at. There are some changes here. Some companies will benefit, largely because they already have hybrids that they're producing. Demand for those cars will go up. As I said, right now we are car culture. 79% of people drive themselves to work. So people are dependent on cars to get to work. And I think over time, that only means that the car companies will offer different products, and it's a question of how quickly can they really change the product lines.
All right, Dr. Christian Weller, thank you so much for being on the program. It's good to talk to you, as always, and good luck at the pump there.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Oh, Lord. People can check out the CEO pay report at AmericanProgress.org if you want to see what some of these big oil company CEOs are making. And there was a report in the, I believe it's the New York Daily News this morning, about one gas station in Brooklyn that was charging like $4.15 a gallon for a premium, or it might have even been higher than that. 6:45, 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about gas prices, we certainly can do that. There's also the big story this morning here locally. Students hit the bricks. Youths leave, I'm quoting here from the Rocky Mountain News. Youths leave school to march in favor of immigration rights. Passion and protest spilled out of the school and onto the streets yesterday as an estimated 2,500 students from across the metro area and the United States Capitol were out protesting on behalf of immigrant rights. While the students' understanding of immigration policy varied greatly, their message was clear. On the hottest political issue of the season, they say they are not going to be ignored. So if you want to talk about gasoline prices, or if you want to open up something that we have been talking about and have ended up talking about daily now for it seems like 3 weeks, and there's more of these protests to come, too, by the way, which is you know, undocumented workers and the whole immigration reform subject, 303-713-7600, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Things are picking up around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93 filling in. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road, and the Turnpike. Little bunch of for you eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, I-25 stacking up, coming out of Thornton, North Glen. Things will open up as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 still looking real good from what you drove to Aurora. Sun glare might be an issue for you eastbound, so you want to have those shades handy. Already a bit busy for you eastbound I-270 from I-76 over towards Vasquez. Under the forecast, it's cold out there this morning, but going to warm up this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 33 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ever wonder what it would be like to walk through a rainforest? AM 760 Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on am760.net.
Is your current income not enough? Are you looking for answers? Well, MyFreedomSystem.com may have what you're looking for. This is a legitimate income opportunity that offers essential patented technology in a huge marketplace with virtually no competition. With our step-by-step proven business method, you can earn an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, or more in your first 30 days part-time. To receive your free info pack, call MyFreedomSystem.com at 303-271-1234. That's 303-271-1234.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now, I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-300-0338. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 4 quarts of Quaker State motor oil, you'll get the 5th one free. That's right, 5 quarts of Quaker State for the price of 4. See store for details. Don't put off your next oil change any longer. Get to AutoZone and do it today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Check out AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet. Browse through a variety of over 300 low-mileage 05 and 06s under full factory warranty. See their ad in the newspaper or log on to buyautosmart.com. That's buyautosmart.com.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on am760.net. Away from 7 o'clock here at AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today is 62. And that's right. Go to am760.net. Sign up to win. All right. Immigration back in the news. Also gas prices. You filled your car up lately, Turk?
It was like $40 yesterday, and I still had a quarter tank. It's like 12 gallons, $40. It was ridiculous.
It's expensive, isn't it? I got to go do it today. I was looking at the gas gauge on the way in, and because I did a lot of running around yesterday, and I'm going to have to go do it. Ouch. Ouch. I don't even want to look. I don't even look. That's what Mary said to me the other day. I said, well, did you fill the car up? She said, yeah, I filled the car up. I said, well, how much was it? She goes, I didn't look. You don't want to look. You don't want to see. All right, let's go to the phones. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, as long as I don't have to pay for gas.
You're not lying. It's a pinch at the pump. That
oh, jeez. So yeah. give your wallet a hernia, pal.
Yeah. Hey, listen, just a little bit about the expert you mentioned before you went to the commercial, about the kids on strike or whatever you'd want to call it, a protest party. You know, I was telling John, I said, you know, Jay, before you interrupt, that's my little spiel here. When I was a kid growing up, it wasn't an option. You know, you were in school no matter what, you know, and it just seems to me that this it may be a cause that they believe in or whatever, but I think it's academics first and foremost above anything else. You know, number one, you know, I think half of them are doing it just to get out of school. Number two, you and I as taxpayers are paying the educators to educate these kids, and they're out in the street. You know, let them extend their strike. You know, expel them. Okay, we're paying tax dollars for these kids to go to school. Let the kids who want to learn, you know, stay in school. It's a political agenda. They shouldn't be out protesting anything. They can't even vote. They're not even old enough to vote yet, for crying out loud. I mean, that's my take situation.
Well,
you know,
I hear what you're saying. I don't agree with you, but I hear what you're saying. I don't agree with you on several levels. First of all, this matter concerns their families. That makes it important, number one. Number two, talking about getting an education, there's no better way to get an education than how democracy works than to participate in it. And if anything, we spend a majority of our time in this country complaining about the fact that not only do kids, but also adults, don't get involved, don't pay attention to what's happening, and don't care. And I think adults could take a lesson from some of these kids. So I don't mind them missing a day of school to do this. It doesn't bother me at all. And as far as them not being able to vote, yeah, you're right about that. Most of them can't, but once again, it's a good lesson in democracy. And then the last part about, most of them are probably doing it to get out of school. I think I thought about that last night mm-hmm. and yesterday. But I think that that's, I guess you could take that viewpoint, but I see that viewpoint as being kind of cynical. I mean, I look at it this, I don't know where you were in the 60s. I don't know if you ever got caught up in all of that. I certainly did, and we did it over a lot of things. We did it over the war. We did it over, you know, dress codes.
Yeah.
But you know something? The thing I always walked away with about this country, and a lot of my friends walked away about this country, was the fact that it really demonstrates about how great this country really is. Because, you know, if you tried this in a totalitarian regime,
right.
If you tried it with some of our so-called, quote-unquote, friendly allies in the Middle East, or maybe China, whose president is here today, you know what would end up happening to you?
Well, we're headed that way.
Well, you disappear. That's what would happen to you. Or you get your ass kicked. So, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is yeah, okay, in a way, I can see what you're saying, but in a way, I want to read good into it, and to me, it's good to see young people being involved.
It is. You know, and I agree to a certain extent, as long as it's for the right reason. You know, and I don't know if I see enough of that or not. Yeah, I was brought up in the late 60s, early 70s. I'm 43, you know. So I've seen a little bit of it, you know. Yeah, we had our little things going on.
We all did it, and we thought it was for the right reasons. And you know what? At least these kids are paying attention. And if they're scared that their parents, something's going to happen to their parents, that their parents are going to be turned into felons, whatever the case may be, look, at least they're concerned enough. And when you get 2,500 kids show up, hey, you know what? That, to me, is a big neon sign to adults.
Yeah, I guess what it is for me, Jay, is that, you know, I'm not for or against, you know, and all the proponents for, you know, illegal immigration. I guess what I do is I like to take the word illegal and look at that. And I think my issue, my agenda is with that alone. You know, these are rights that are, I don't know, it just doesn't seem
Well, you know something. Yesterday, Mary and I were out about. As I mentioned, we were burning gasoline. We were doing something we had to do. By the way, we weren't just cruising. Okay, and Mary was thirsty.
Right.
So we went to a fast food place. I'm not going to say what it is. And by the way, I had nothing to eat there, and I'm down another 5 pounds, I'm happy to tell you. Okay?
Congratulations.
Yeah, really. I went to my doctor, and I'm down another 5 pounds. So I'm close to lost now 50 pounds. So she gets. We drive up to the thing, and the woman who takes the order has a Mexican-Hispanic accent.
Right.
And I just kind of kidded Mary by saying to her, why don't you ask her if she's legal? And we just laughed. She knew I was only laughing because we just asked. All right, so she goes and gets the drink, right? So we're driving down 36, and I turned to her and I said, you know something? Here's what undocumented workers ought to do. They ought to stay home one day and not go to work. And let's see how many people who gripe about them are willing to go run to the fast food place and say, sir, and sit there for 8 hours a day and go, sir, would you like a Scooby Super size with that? I mean, most of us don't want to do that kind of stuff, even though people go, oh, I'd do that for, you know, if they raise the amount of the wages. Okay, you know what? Then that's an answer. Let's raise the wages. So instead of getting a hamburger for, and I don't know what the going rate is for just a little cheeseburger because I don't eat them. What is it? 79 cents?
79 cents, and if you're paying $2 or $3.
Yeah, here's your, so you drive up to the place and you get a regular guy, you know, you get a guy with an English sounding, you know, I mean, he doesn't sound Spanish,
right.
And he takes your order, and then you go up to pay, and he says, sir, your total has now come to $85.26 because everything is like inflated. I mean, there's just no easy answers out of all this stuff, man.
No, there's not. You know, and it's such a huge issue to tackle. And I know we talked about earlier, whether it's a wedge issue or whatever it is now, it's out in the open and it needs to be dealt with. And like I said, I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's a governmental control thing, and something does need to be done. And the possibilities out there. If nothing's done, could be detrimental, or if something's done to the other extreme, to the radical extreme, I mean, the ramifications could be detrimental. So, well, I'll leave it at that, Jay. And
all right, Robert, you know, don't burn too much gas today, pal.
I'm gonna try. Just working back, my friend. That's it.
You got
it. All right,
see ya. Oh boy. Yeah, I don't. You know, we got this, and we'll talk about it into this next hour, too, at 303-713-7600. The whole illegal immigration thing is back in the news with the students yesterday, 2,500 of them walking out. And then we've got the gas price situation, too. Anybody fill up this morning? Tell us how that went. Good Lord, no wonder it's a good thing we're giving away Shell gas cards in this AM760 contest we got going on.
Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. Progressive
Talk. Are allergies causing you to suffer with sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes?
I'm tired of losing sleep.
I'm tired of blowing my nose every 15 minutes.
I'm tired of wheezing all night.
I'm tired of feeling tired all day.
Well, if you're tired of allergies ruining your life, get your free DVD about the revolutionary Pure Night Allergen Air Purifier by calling 1-800-900-6118. Pure Night is specifically designed to virtually eliminate exposure to the allergens that cause your symptoms. The unique Pure Night design quietly and gently gives you a sanctuary of pure, healthy air, 99% free of allergens. You'll feel the difference the very first night. You'll breathe better, sleep better, feel better during the day. So if you're tired of allergies ruining your life, do something about it now.
Nothing helped before, but the Pure Night actually works. I feel better all day, every day.
Call now for your free DVD at 1-800-900-6118. See how Pure Night can help you. Call 1-800-900-6118. That's 1-800-900-6118.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Chenevy, and yeah, it's a new record. Oil hitting $72.49 a barrel today, and electronic trading beating the old high mark by 9 cents. Bad news for drivers already busting budgets.
I drive an old car, and it takes over $30 of gas every day of the price. It's almost $3 a gallon. That's way too expensive for the poor people, you know.
Or maybe we've just had it too good.
I think in Europe and other places, the cost is relatively the same or higher, so
I think we've been living on borrowed time when it comes to price of gasoline, frankly.
Some gas station operators have their own problems, especially independents like Harold Hessel in Seattle.
I fix cars. If I didn't have cars, I'd be closed up and gone because I haven't made any money on gas this year.
China's growing economy, a big factor in the price of oil these days. The sleeping giant has awakened. President Bush hosts Chinese President Hu Jintao at the White House today, live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Look, China has a huge thirst for oil, Jim, and the Bush administration is concerned about what it sees as Beijing's aggressive search for energy, especially energy from rogue nations. But just a few days ago, President Bush acknowledged the huge U.S. demand for oil is driving up prices here, so this is an issue that cuts both ways, Jim.
Peter, what are some of the other hot topics up for discussion at this summit?
For starters, trade. The administration wants China to buy more products stamped made in the USA. There are big concerns about China copying and pirating computer software, DVDs, and other products. President Bush will also look to President Hu for help to curtail the nuclear ambitions of North Korea and Iran.
Traveling with small children can be a chore. Correspondent Peter King is with us live. Peter, apparently some parents are taking a more controversial approach to keeping those kids under control.
Yeah, some parents are trying to sedate those kids with medicines like Benadryl, which has antihistamines that can make a child drowsy. A Wall Street Journal online poll says about a third of the parents responding would never do this, but almost one in five say they have and would do it again. Drug maker Pfizer says children's Benadryl is safe when used as directed, but they don't recommend it as a sedative. Doctors say it doesn't always work that way anyway. They say antihistamines can agitate a child and make them hyperactive. Jim?
Today marks the seventh anniversary of the Columbine High School shootings in Colorado that left 12 students and a teacher dead. Right after the tragedy, school security was a priority. But school safety consultant Kenneth Trump says as time has passed, the interest in security has waned.
Federal funding out of the Justice Department for police officers in school has dried up. And the state and local education budgets are shrinking more and more each day.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Philips Electronics now has a patent pending on technology that will allow TV programmers to freeze viewers' ability to change channels during the commercials. The system would be built right into the television set, but consumers could regain control if they pay a fee. S&P futures right now up a point and a half. This is CBS News.
For a limited time, seeing red is taking on a whole new meaning. Because at CompUSA's Red Tag Clearance event, every time you see a red tag, you know you're about to save big. On laptops and desktops, monitors, LCD and plasma TVs, digital cameras, camcorders, and more. Hurry in before May 6th and get unbelievable red tag savings, up to 70% store-wide. It's the Red Tag Clearance event at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. While supplies last, product vary by store, no rain checks, see store for details.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. I was in Walmart the other day and asked the pharmacist about it. She told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled all of my prescriptions. No hassle, no problem. It was just that easy. I got better things to do than deal with confusing prescription details, so from here on in, I'm going to Walmart or Sam's Club pharmacy for my Medicare prescriptions.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police estimate that about 2,500 high school students and adults rallied at the state capitol yesterday in support of immigrants' rights.
You gotta show the people that we're here and that they ain't gonna kick us out without us representing ourselves, you know?
The point is to be united.
Marchers temporarily blocked some downtown intersections. Few problems reported, but onlooker Bill Nelson says he was threatened when he asked some marchers why they were carrying Mexican flags.
Why in the world would you be wanting to beat me up because I'm asking you why you're carrying a Mexican flag? And to me, that really turned me off.
The march was the latest in a string of rallies across the country amid heated debate on immigration. The halls of Columbine High School will be silent today. Students and teachers taking the day off to honor those who lost their lives there 7 years ago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. More people heading out, and we are seeing a busy ride on the highways. I-70 now running heavy eastbound from I-25 over towards Brighton Boulevard. Southbound 225 starting to fill in from Parker Road down to the Tech Center, and I-25 stacks up from 104 to the Turnpike. Then we're looking at brake lights from I-70 to Spear, and we're starting to build up in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex. Around town, things are busy now on Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway, South Boulder Road, Belmont, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayline are filling in, and the Turnpike seems to still go eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, checking out the forecast.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
And you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers Fuel Center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Check out AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet. Browse through a variety of over 300 low-mileage 05 and 06s under full factory warranty. See their ad in the newspaper or log on to buyautosmart.com. That's buyautosmart.com.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 7, high today 62, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. By the way, this is the 7th anniversary of Columbine. I don't know where you were and what you were doing at that time. But I can tell you where I was, and I knew what I was doing. I was on the air here on another radio station in town, and I have to say that that event really affected me and changed my life in a number of ways forever. And don't want to, with everything else that's going on in the news, really do not want to let... You know, the morning go by without bringing up the 7th anniversary of Columbine. All right, we're talking about gas prices. Also, the 2,500 students who protested yesterday. Hundreds were seized in immigration raids. Federal immigration authorities rounded up more than 1,000 illegal immigrants at a dozen sites and charged nine individuals of a firm that employed them with breaking the law. Seven current and former managers of IFCO Systems, which has offices in several states, were arrested and charged in connection with the employment of illegal immigrants. This is according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. And coming up at 7:30, we're going to be talking to Ricardo Martinez from Padres Unidos. They were involved in the student walkout yesterday. So a couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. So if you want to talk about gas prices or if you want to talk about immigration and what went on with the kids yesterday, I applaud the kids for doing it. I know that'll catch a lot of flack. I'll catch a lot of flack from a lot of people for saying that. But God bless them for getting involved, and God bless them enough for caring. And, you know, there certainly is a lot of apathy in this country, and we could learn from kids. And there was a representative, House or Senate member, I'm not sure which part of the legislative branch, I think he believes he's a representative, David Schultheis or something, I think was in the picture of him in the Denver Post where he's standing up there with the thumbs down at the demonstrators, and it reminded me of when I was a kid and you would get out there and it would either be over dress codes or it would be over the war in Vietnam or whatever was going on at the time, struggle with the local school board, and you would get old white wrinkled old men who would stand up there and look at you like you were nuts. You know, and it isn't the 60s, and I'm not saying that it is, but these are kids who are concerned about what's going to happen to their family members, and this is what America is all about. What America is all about is peaceful assembly, redress of grievance, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're 17, 16, 15, or 45. Get out there and do it and make your feelings known in some way or another. I mean, for some of us, the way to make our feelings known and the way to get our feelings across, as I mentioned before on the air here, is to use the Internet. And a lot of us are very, very active in that regard, both in contributing to candidates and contributing to causes and sending emails. A lot of us do it that way. And for a lot of kids, this is the way to do it. And I find it kind of weird that there are some adults who want to criticize these kids, but you know what? Then they were doing exactly the same thing when they were teenagers. You know, they were involved and they were concerned and they were caught up in the emotion and the concern, and it was very, very real to them. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just being too optimistic about it. Maybe I'm being too Pollyannish about it. And you know, I'll tell you something else too. I'll tell you something I'm really getting sick of. And I've been edging towards saying this on the air for a long, long time. Now I'm just going to flat out say it. I know that there are going to be a lot of people who are going to disagree with me about this, too, but that's too bad. You know what? Taking people who come here to look for work, taking people who come here and who want a better life, taking people who come here and simply basically do want to work, and the majority of them are here to work and become part of the community, and to suddenly flip a switch and criminalize them is totally and completely wrong to jump it up to a felony from a civil law breaking standpoint, and then to do what the Republican Party has done, which is to, because they're scared they're going to lose Hispanic votes, have now turned around and started running radio ads in Spanish in selected markets, including in Las Vegas, trying to blame it on the Democrats. You know, that's the other thing, trying to blame it on the Democrats, like, well, we wrote the Sensenbrenner bill. And you know something? We didn't write the Sensenbrenner bill. We didn't. So, hey, you know, note to Ken Melman and the RNC, we did not write the Sensenbrenner bill. Stop frickin' lying about this, okay? Stop lying about it. And then the other thing, as I said earlier, we're up to the top of the hour. Let's do this. I would really like this to happen. I really want this to happen. I'd like to see every single undocumented worker, or whatever you want to label them as being, I'd like to see them all stay home on May the 1st and not work. And let's see what happens. Let's see if we can have a day without them and see what happens. And let's see how many Americans rush forward. And go, okay, you know what, I'll do that. I'll take that job. But, you know, it's more than just that, too. Because we have to have a debate about wages in this country. This is the one thing I would hope that some of this would spur. Would be the fact that a lot of these people, particularly these people on the ultra-reactionary right, the wingnuts, who are pounding the table every single day over this. Like, I would love to sit down with Tom Tancredo and go, okay, Tom, you know what? Do you think wages are part of the problem? Do you think it's part of the problem, Tom? Okay, well, Tom, you know, if you think that's part of the problem, how about this idea, Tom? Why don't we raise the minimum wage? Because do you think there's anybody in the United States of America that can lead any kind of a decent lifestyle on $5.15 an hour? But why is that left out of the debate? And I've been working up to wanting to talk about this for a long, long time. Why is this left out of the debate? Why is it that we're focused in on the illegal immigrants instead of saying, wait a minute, maybe there's something fundamentally wrong with the workplace in America and that there are not good wages out there for those kinds of jobs? And how come the Sensenbrenners and the Tancredos and the Ken Melmans and the George W. Bushes and the John McCains and the Rudy Giulianis and, anybody else who's speaking, Dennis Hastert's and anybody else who's speaking out against this, why don't they come forward and go, okay, you know what, sure, you're right. And you know what, 515, not been raised since 1997. Let's fix it. Let's fix it. But you don't hear that, do you? All right, let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jason. You caught me with a mouthful. Congratulations on your diet progress, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man. You know what? I'm almost close to 50 pounds down now.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
I'm working on it.
What were you at? What's starting with?
Oh, God, I don't remember. I don't want to know. I don't want to say.
Yeah, I guess I can put you on the spot.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Well, anyway, once again, you're right on point, dude. With everything you've been saying, I'm right there with you. I think the biggest thing is, let's just recognize that there's a problem with immigration. There's no need to villainize the people who are coming over here, because if it were you or I, and there were that gross of difference between standards of living, and your family's living in poverty, probably, you know, living hand to mouth, barely eating, let's be honest, we'd do the same thing, you know?
We would do what we had to do to survive.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And that doesn't make somebody a criminal.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. So, I mean, I think one good thing to do would be, first of all, let's recognize that there's a problem, and let's stop the problem from recurring. In other words, we need to enforce the laws that are already in existence, stop such a overflow of illegal aliens coming into the country. And I'm talking all illegal aliens, not just Mexicans, because there's a bunch of Chinese people, there's a
Canadians.
Whole slew of Canadians, there's people from Ireland, every part of the world.
Eastern Europe. Exactly.
So let's be careful when we're making this issue not to specifically label the Mexicans, because it's not just them. While in our part of the country, that happens to be the majority, and probably in the country in general, they are the majority.
And by the way, there's one other group you left out.
Which is?
Cubans. We have a wet foot, dry foot policy when it comes to Cubans. Why is
exactly.
it? Why are they exempt?
Mm-hmm. By the way, not to get off on a rant, but if we're so worried about dictatorships and communism off of our shores, how about we start by fixing one that's only 90 miles away from Miami instead of worrying about Iran and saying, oh, well.
Well, I can tell you why we're not going to do that. Let me. You want to know why we're not going to do that, and then I got to go. But I'll tell you why we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that army on that island is way too strong. We would have way too many casualties. It would be a huge, gigantic mess. And we're not about to go down that road. So we have a different set of we have a different set of policies for different countries. So in other words, some get sanctions, some get military threats. You know, it just depends on the way the administration feels. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
exactly.
the call.
Hey, Jay, I wanted to ask you one last thing before you let me go.
Quickly.
Did you get a chance to see that roundtable discussion on Peter Boyle's show last night on legalization of marijuana? And what are your thoughts on that?
No, I'm for the legalization of marijuana, but no, I didn't get a chance to see it because I'm in bed, man, by 7.
Oh, man, you're up at like 4. Okay, well, yeah, I was just throwing that out there. Hopefully that gets on the ballot and we can get some taxation and legalization of marijuana.
Yeah, I'll vote for it. All right, thanks,
me
man.
Too. All right, see you.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about illegal immigration, and we're talking about these kids yesterday and your feelings about them, about the 2,500 students from across the metro area who were out and marching at the state capitol, and whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing. I applaud them for doing it, and I think it's a good thing. And, I really would love to see, like May 1st, see all undocumented workers or illegal immigrants or whatever you choose to call them. Stay home for one day. Let's see what happens if we don't have them. Let's see what happens if and see if we can get by without them. I'd be interested to see what the economic impact would be if they weren't there. And also, I want to inject in this other part, which nobody seems to want to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about it on the left, and nobody wants to talk about it on the right. Particularly the wing nuts on the right definitely don't want to talk about it. And that is, if wages are the problem. If wages are what keeps Americans from taking these jobs that people claim Americans want, why is it we don't have any discussion about raising the minimum wage in this country off of what it is and that it hasn't been raised since 1997? Can anybody answer that question for me? One line.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now. And we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets of buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone.
Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so there's an extra hour of Rocky's buying power there. Check them out on the internet at RockysAutos.com and see their business philosophy. Check out the inventory. See their TV commercials, of which I'm supposed to be in one here coming up pretty soon. And you can do that all at RockysAutos.com or do what I do. And I'm out there all the time, and I'll probably bump into you. I met a couple of listeners out there the other day. Get out there to see them. Rocky's Autos. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 4 quarts of Quaker State motor oil, you'll get the 5th one free. That's right, 5 quarts of Quaker State for the price of 4. See store for details. Don't put off your next oil change any longer. Get to AutoZone and do it today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
On Lifetime's Sunday afternoon movie.
Joe never made it to the party.
A missing son.
He could be in trouble.
It's possible you don't know your son as well as you think you do.
No witnesses.
He was coming to see you. He never showed.
And a mother.
You haven't found him yet.
Who won't stop looking.
I won't leave him out there.
For the first time on television, the OC's Kelly Rowan stars in 8 Days to Live. Based on a true story. Premieres Sunday at 5, 4 Central. Only on Lifetime. What could be better?
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
22 minutes after 7. High today, 62, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Get in that drawing. We had a winner this morning between 6 and 7 o'clock, and you can win, too. Go to am760.net. Hold on, let me clear my throat. Okay, now I feel better. My doctor can't figure out what that is, by the way. I'm still struggling with that. And also, before we get to the calls here about the immigration situation, a personal message to Jeff from Arvada. He and I are political opposites, but I know you called about the NYARD thing. I can't do that anymore, man. I just want you to know. Management wouldn't tolerate that kind of behavior. Okay, so at least you know, Jeff. But I'm glad you're out there. Agree or disagree. All right, let's get back on the phone. Let's go to Paul in Arvada. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Dave?
Hi, Paul.
Congratulations, first of all, on losing the weight.
Oh, thanks, man.
I just wanted to throw something at you. I'm one of those people that since I was 25, eat like a pig, starve myself, I stay the same weight. Okay, moving right along. I'm 55. Be 56 this week, and I was part of the people that spoke out, the young people that spoke out. I was in just about everything, and we had a whole attitude. If we felt something was not right, we spoke out and we stood up. We've lost that for a lot of years, and I see it happening again. And I, for one, salute those people that are doing it, both the Hispanics, the white people, the people of different nationalities. I salute them. I may not agree with everything that they say, but I salute them for standing up and getting involved.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it's great that kids are care enough about their families, care enough about what's going on in the world to get out there and make a statement about it.
And, you know, you're always going to have those that join the bandwagon, but, hey... They're standing up and they're doing something. We've been in a real passive stance for too long, too many years, and it's just really good to see. And I support that, no matter what their choices are. As long as they're peaceful, I support them standing up and being involved, because that's what makes the leaders of tomorrow.
Yep, I would agree. It's a good lesson in democracy. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, man.
Have a great day.
Okay. Let's go to Sandy, who is in the North Glen. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
I was just in North Glen yesterday.
Oh, were you really? What were you doing over here?
I declined to comment.
Okay, none of my business.
I was just over there doing mundane stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, I don't understand why we're not all out of our jobs on the 1st of May. because we should be out there as well. Where are the fair wages for the rest of us? You know, it shouldn't just be the immigrants who are doing this. It should be the rest of us as well, demanding fair wages. And I'm in a job, I'm a cashier, and I'm in a job where basically the CEOs just got gigantic bonuses. I will never get another raise. I'm topped out. I'm a journeyman in my job. I'll get a cost of living adjustment, and that's it. I get those once a year, but I'll never get another raise. Where's my incentive?
Yeah, I got to tell you a story along those same lines. Somebody I know who's a woman works for, I don't mind naming the company, works for Walmart. She needed to have a mammogram. Now, any woman listening out there knows how important having a mammogram is. And she goes to have it done and finds out that Walmart's insurance doesn't even cover a mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't cover a mammogram. So what happens if you don't have the money to have a mammogram? Well,
exactly.
then what happens is you skip it. Now, God forbid, if something's to happen and you were to get breast cancer, and the breast cancer were to turn catastrophic,
mm-hmm.
who picks up your health bill?
Exactly.
Well, you know, Walmart will pick up maybe some of it, but then you're into a situation where you might have to declare bankruptcy. You get into a situation where you have to go to the taxpayer to have your medical needs met. So in essence, what Walmart is really getting is they're getting corporate welfare
mm-hmm.
by having you and I have to pick up people's health insurance tabs. Yeah, I think that we should have a movement in this country to demand decent livable wages, and the fact that the basic minimum wage in this country hasn't been changed since 1997, and those of us on the left seem, at times, not to want to focus in on that. And what we really want to do is we want to get sucked up into get into this whole thing of screaming and yelling and penalizing and trying to take people who have broken civil law and jack it up into a felony and spend money in that category of trying to bust people for felonies. When you think of a felony, you think of things like rape, murder. You think of terrible crimes and you think of felonies.
Exactly.
Not trying to come across the border to get a job, but yet there's no debate in the society at all about living wage.
Exactly. And we really need to focus on the fact that we have got people, whether they're here legally or not, and I don't want to start talking about, what I want to talk about is fair wages. We all deserve fair wages. If the immigrants are going to be naturalized, then they should have fair wages. And for the people who are already here, and for you and me, we deserve fair wages. And that includes medical coverage for every American on this soil. I'm in a position now that since the beginning of the year, I'm really struggling, and gas prices aren't going to help. Since the beginning of the year with me and my kids, I can just barely make it with the medical coverage, because they have cut our insurance to the point where I pay a lot more now for my medical coverage. When I go in to see the doctor, I pay more for a copay. When I go in to get a prescription filled, I pay more for that. It's ridiculous.
Are you a single parent?
I'm a single parent.
Yeah, there's this book out called Enrique's Journey, which talks about a lot of the so-called quote-unquote illegal immigrants or undocumented workers, whichever term you choose to use. A lot of them are single parents, particularly women, who come here because they have no other choice. They can't feed their kids. Single parent is really a rough, rough, rough thing. And you're right. Your government and the people in your country and myself and everybody else, we should be supporting you 100%. Sandy, thank you. I appreciate it. Great call.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Coming up on 729 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yeah, that's the way I'd like to see this whole thing about immigration. I'd like to see it get into the whole thing about wages. And I'd love to have a national debate in this country about livable wages. And I'd love to get into this whole thing about the minimum wage not being raised. But you know what? That's not very sexy. And it doesn't draw people. You know what's very, very sexy? I'll tell you what's very sexy. Taking 11 to 12 million people who are here, who are trying to earn a living, trying to feed themselves, trying to feed their families, trying to get by, who have come here to seek a better life, And we have the Statue of Liberty, of course, you know, give me your huddled masses, you're sick and you're poor and all of that. But, you know, vilifying them and beating up on them, that's more sexy than looking at the fundamental wage problem in this country and the fundamental problem of the huge gap between haves and have-nots. You know, and if we don't solve the minimum wage problem, then, you know, we're never going to get a handle on you know, border security and the minimum wage. I mean, these are two things that have got to be talked about. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to talk to Ricardo Martinez. He is the coordinator of Padres Unidos, and we'll talk to him about yesterday's 2,500 students walking out of school and protesting immigration policies, and we'll take more of your phone calls coming up. 7:31, 29 minutes away from 8, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks. We do have our first accident of the morning. It's on the shoulder southbound I-25 approaching Thornton Parkway. So that's going to add to your jams coming out of the north end of town this morning. I-70 running heavy eastbound from I-25 over towards Brighton Boulevard. Seeing a slow go southbound 225 from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, expect the usual slowing eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan on over. Now around town, we're busy on Highway 93, the diagonal and Foothills Parkway. The Turnpike bunching up Denver bound from Federal over towards Pecos. And on to the forecast. A little chilly out there this morning. Should warm up this afternoon.
This was how they praise and worship. There was a guy up on stage. He was upset all the time. I think it was because he had some phlegm or something in his throat. Because at the end of every sentence, he would try to get it out. He would say, what you need to do is...
It's stand-up comedy for the whole family. Michael Jr.'s hilarious style, seen on Comedy Central and The Tonight Show. Real stand-up comedy at church. Friday, April 21st, 7 p.m. at Light and Life Community Church at Wadsworth and Alameda. For ticket information, click on lightandlife.net. That's lightandlife.net.
Come on, come on. Kid Rock brings the party back to Denver. Are you ready?
Some that do a rock this place.
Bye. Kid Rock. Thursday night, live in the lecture hall at Colorado Convention Center.
Cowboy, badass,
a hillbilly kid rock and roll stomp that'll blow your mind.
I feel like Jackson, Mississippi.
Thursday night, live from the lecture hall at Colorado Convention Center. Grab tickets now. On sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or call 303-830-TIXS.
If it's gonna be big and it's gonna be bad, it's gonna be Kid Rock.
Look for his new CD, Live Trucker, in stores now.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
An incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Yep, I had a winner this morning. I sure did. Danny Sapp of Littleton won this morning. His name is now in the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. And he's going to have breakfast with Al Franken and myself. If you haven't signed up, sign up now at AM760.net. 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM760. High today, 62. By the way, we played this in the first hour. If you haven't heard this hilarious song called I'm the Decider, which we found off the internet, We'll play it again after 8 o'clock for you. It's hysterical. It's hysterical. All right. We're talking here about the students yesterday and about immigration. And let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Barb, who's hanging on in Littleton. Hi, Barb. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm not doing too bad for an old man.
Well, me neither for an old woman.
I'll be the judge of how old you are. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to take May 1st and act as an undocumented worker. I think I'm going to choose law. I'm going to go be a lawyer for the day. I don't have the degree. I don't have the education. I don't have anything it takes to be a lawyer, but I think I'll choose that and be undocumented for a while. And won't everyone have something to say about my criminal act?
Yeah, I think that's comparing apples and oranges, because nobody who is here as an undocumented worker or as an illegal alien or whatever term you want to use, they're not trying to be lawyers, doctors, or brain surgeons.
I understand that. They're pushing on the road without a license.
But that's wrong too. But there are also plenty of Americans who drive around with expired licenses. Hang on a second. I'll come back to you. Hang on. I need to put you on hold because we're going to go to Ricardo Martinez, co-director of Padres. What is it now? It's Ricardo, right? Ricardo Martinez, co-director of Padres Unidos. And, Ricardo, good morning, and welcome to AM760. Nice to have you on.
Oh, good morning, Jay.
All right. What do you say to somebody? I was having that conversation with Barbara about illegal immigrants being here and about driving without licenses and, working when it is illegal. What would your answer be to that?
I'll give them licenses. Let them take the test, pay the fee, take the test, pass the driving test, and that'd be a safer road. We used to do that 10 years ago. People can get driver licenses. For the longest time, this about not allowing driver license is a recent event here. And that we say, if we allow folks to take the driving test, if they pass it, pay their fees, get a driver license.
Yeah, you just jogged my memory about something. I remember 20 years ago, no, it's got to be longer than that, probably 25 years ago, I remember living in Northern California, and there was a Japanese automaker that was coming into town below Hayward, California, and I wish I could remember the name of the automaker, but they had people coming here to help train the workers and to help run the plant, and they were Japanese. And there were signs in Japanese at the Department of Motor Vehicles, and they were getting licenses. And back in those days, nobody seemed to object to that.
Well, here in Colorado, I mean, I said, as of 1997, before that, people could get a driver's license. They just showed an ID, birth certificate, like anybody else, birth certificate, blah, blah, blah. You paid your fees, took your driving test, and if you passed it, you got a driver's license. And then you can go get insurance and the whole thing. It was a more sane policy than what we have now.
Well, what do you think the march yesterday with the 2,500 students? What do you think you guys accomplished through that?
I think that the student voice needs to be heard, and that was a good exercise in democracy and First Amendment rights, and they had to also have their opinions heard, and these kinds of demonstrations that along the massive ones that happen across the country that really push Congress to reconsider their draconian and just really just the law that Sensenbrenner was passing and pushing 4437. I mean, that it moved the debate to a more humane discussion.
What do you say to those people who say that illegal immigrants cost this country, that we should cut off social services to them, that they should be, their kids should be denied schooling? How do you answer that?
Well, first of all, undocumented immigrants don't use any of the services. They can't by federal law. That's one. And the second one is that people provide more money, and it's it's been shown over and over in all kinds of studies, that the net gain for this country is way, way, way outweighs in any service provided. Yeah. And then the other one is on, you know, on education. Supreme Court decided back in 82, all children in this country deserve free public education.
What do you say? And I don't disagree with that. I think kids should get public education, but regardless of where they're from. But what do you say to those who say that we should erect a wall, take undocumented workers or illegal aliens, turn them into felons, round them up, and deport them?
I think Germany did that once. They erected a wall. But look, it's a reaction that's not going to deal with the problem of economics. We have to find a way to solve this, and it's not going to be by criminalizing people. It's not going to be by erecting a wall, punishing people more. That's not going to solve any issue.
What do you think will solve it?
A real, true, comprehensive reform, where you take into all the factors. There's families here who are living here in the shadows, because the process of immigration takes so long. One of the spouses or, a parent has applied for their family, and they have to wait 7 to 12 years before they can be reunited. That's not going to happen. If you have a family who's and you have the spouse in another country with babies and young children, and now you have to wait 7 years before you can live together as a family, that's not going to happen. A lot of those folks that are here in that situation, that's their status. They applied. They will get accepted eventually, but they're going to have to wait up to 12 years in some cases to be reunited with the family members. That's crazy.
I have
a plan that allows them to be, to be here, reunite them, give them their status, give them their documents, and all that. And then this... Then they can just work their way to citizenship. And there's people here that want to come in and work and go back like they used to before. I'll allow that for business needs, whatever. But would that ensure some kind of protection for workers coming over? I mean, if you take a reform, make it comprehensive, so it covers, all the different factors, would be a more intelligent approach to the issue of immigration.
7:43, 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ricardo Martinez, co-director of Padres Unidos, and we're talking about the walkout, the demonstration yesterday, a peaceful assembly by 2,500 students, and the whole immigration question. What do you say to those people, though, who would say to you, they're here illegally, it's illegal, it's wrong, they should go home?
That's not an answer. That's not an answer to that issue. And I think we have to work for a solution that's going to bring him into society full fledged, and have people work and go to school or whatever. Those kind of simple solutions are not real solutions. And immigration is a complex issue.
Yeah. Well, you and I are on the same page on that. How much of this do you think? How much do you think this is of this whole thing is driven by three things? Resentment, fear, and then racism.
Well, there's obviously all the three factors are in different people's. I don't think that everybody who's looking at this issue and asking, deport everybody, is driven out of racism. But there are some that are. There's people that are in fear of what's happening to the country, that it's that the cultural makeup is changing, and then they resent that. I couldn't, and I would not, and refuse to peg everybody under the same, you know, broad.
No, and I'm not trying to say that everybody is, but I'm trying to say that I'm agreeing with you that it is a complex problem, and there are also complex emotions and feelings involved in this, and there are some people who are just genuinely scared. I mean, they're scared of the changing demographics of the country, and
yeah, and you know, it's what that fear is a lot of it just based on not really understanding and knowing the change in the populations that come. In this case, in a sense, since most everybody is focusing on immigrants from Mexico and South America, if we look at the immigration patterns of all these peoples, they follow exactly the same immigration patterns of other peoples from Europe and, you know, and other countries. You know, people of the first generation are going to be dominant in their language and their culture and all that stuff. Second generation, you see a dramatic shift. But the third generation, it's you're like everybody else, you know. That's the same pattern. It just happens. It's just that we're living through it. But if either, you know, we talk to folks who came from other countries before and they can see that, or just study history, the people that come will eventually become just part of this society just like everybody else. They're following the same immigration history, you know, trajectory of other groups, and it just happens. The immigration patterns now from Latin America and Mexico are no different from other immigrations, and people will be, you know, acculturated and assimilated just like anybody else. And I think that's the big fear is that gets pushed, you know, by some folks. The country, you know, people here don't want to learn English, don't want to accept our cultural values, blah, blah. And that's not true. It's just not true. It's just you give it the time that's required, and by the second generation, what you have is an English-speaking, U.S. citizen.
All right, Ricardo. Listen, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being on.
Sure.
You're welcome back here anytime.
Oh, thank you.
I really do appreciate it. Thank you for being on this morning. There's Ricardo Martinez, co-director of Padres Unidos. That's padresunidos.org. And we'll continue with your phone calls. We've got State Representative Morgan Carroll coming up at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk to Bill Ritter a little bit later on this morning. And I've got to play that song, too. And I'll get back on the phones coming up, too, at 303-713-7600, talking about the question of illegal immigration and the 2,500 students from across the metro area that united at the state capitol yesterday on behalf of immigrant rights.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed, but we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
And ask about their special member pricing.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin?
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin?
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You could win one of these exciting prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Let's go on an adventure.
Must be qualified to win an all-expense eco trip to Costa Rica, where you'll stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge.
AM760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners, with fabulous prizes.
You want to be our next winner? It's easy.
Get online, am760.net.
And thanks for listening to AM760 Progressive Talk.
In the competitive world of dating, you can always use a little help. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
At Match.com.
Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
You want to be a winner in love. You want to be a winner in relationships. Then do what it takes.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years.
But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Get in the zone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 4 quarts of Quaker State motor oil, you'll get the 5th one free. That's right, 5 quarts of Quaker State for the price of 4. See store for details. Don't put off your next oil change any longer. Get to AutoZone and do it today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Good morning, 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being along with us this morning. Purina One wants me to tell you a brief story about the pet changes that Mary and I have seen in Jackson and Coco since we started them on Purina One. Trouble is, they've always been on Purina One ever since they've been puppies. And their coats are shiny, their teeth are clean, and their eyes are bright, and their health is excellent. And you know something? If you're a dog owner who's been waiting to take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge, listen up. Introducing new Purina One Natural Blends made with real white meat chicken or real lamb as a first ingredient, plus oatmeal, brown rice. And you know, I've been hearing from listeners who have switched their dogs to Purina One Natural Blends. And here's what one of them had to say. This is Jean talking about her dog, Seamus.
His coat was extremely dry, and his skin was very dry. What he has now with the Natural Blends is glossy, and I think it is a result of having the correct balance of oils and the types of greens that he needs. And another thing that's really pleasing us is he's not itching like he did before. I think the oils are increasing the skin lubrication, and he has not as dry a skin.
All right, so what are you waiting for? Call today for more information about Purina One's Natural Blends. You'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag along with the Purina One 30-Day Challenge Kit. It's available now, Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag, so don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and get started on the challenge with your dog today.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
This is Al Frank, and want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
754. A little Wang Chung because the president of China's in town, John. Very good. Okay, he's in the country. He's not here in Denver. He's in Washington, D.C. with Bush. 754, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. All right, let me go back to Barb, who's patiently hung on. Thanks, Barb. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, all right. It's your go ahead because I put you on hold through all of that. So have at it. Tell me what you think.
I appreciate another opportunity. I want to start by saying I am the product of legal immigrants, so I'm not coming from a place of fear. I'm coming from a place of legal immigration. My parents waited a very long time and did it legally, and I am the product of their legal actions. I'm here legally. I'm an American citizen. They had to go through the process to become an American citizen, and they did that. But they waited a very long time to do it. And I'm the product of that. And so I'm not, this is not for me a, an issue of immigration. It's an issue of illegal immigration. I voted with Reagan for all of that amnesty stuff 20 years ago. It did not fix the problem. And doing it again will only multiply it again. My point about the driver's license was not that illegal immigrants shouldn't have driver's licenses. It is a criminal act to drive on our roads without a license. It's a criminal act to work as an electrician or a plumber or sell real estate or insurance or stocks and bonds. There are many, many, many licenses in this country that are required to do it legally. And if you do it without it, you're doing a criminal act. I don't have a problem with calling illegal aliens here a criminal act. I do agree with you that we need to fix the employment issues, we need to fix the wage issues, but if we don't stem the tide of poverty coming into this country, it is nothing more than a financial issue. We will crumble under the weight, which is what's happening. Mine is not an issue that these people do not deserve medical care or they don't deserve an education. They deserve to wait online and come in at a rate in which Americans can handle it. As taxpayers, that's my point. Do it legally. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't have any problem with any of that. The problem I have here is that for years and years and years in this country, we have needed these workers. Whether people want to agree that we don't need them or we do need them, we can debate that. But the fact is, we've needed them, we've used them, we've made it convenient for them to come here. You know, back in 1973 when I lived on the border, guess what? Working at the Border Patrol was a cushy job. Know why? Because it paid good money and it was easy. All you did was drive around and you didn't do much. And you know something? We went through all of this and then all of a sudden, every couple of years this erupts and we try to, you know, and the ground shakes and the rules suddenly get changed. So then we go from like a wink and a nod of people coming in here to all of a sudden, okay, you know what? Now we're going to change the rules and you're illegal felons and we're going to round you all up and blah, 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 and on, and it's not going to fix the situation. You know what? It's a complex problem. Here's what is going to fix the situation. You got to secure the borders. Okay, that's one. Number two, we have to have a discussion about a livable wage in this country. That's another thing. We have to look at what goes on south of the border of us, which is to reexamine NAFTA and CAFTA. We have got to take care of those things. As long as there is no employment south of the border and there's employment here, you're going to continue to have this problem. When we engage in economic practices that dump cheap goods into Latin America and Mexico and force people out of jobs and force farmers off their lands, you know what? People have to eat. People have to survive. They're going to do what they need to do. But instead of focusing in on the United States government, and instead of focusing in on the government of Mexico and taking our anger out on the policy leaders, what we end up doing is we end up taking our anger out on the 11 to 12 million who are already here, who have set down roots in the community, because more or less, through a wink and a nod, we've invited them. Barbara, I love you. I got to get the news. I hope you'll call me again and have a good day. And you don't sound that old to me.
Thank you.
See you later. All right. We'll talk to Morgan Carroll coming up. We'll get back to this, but we'll talk to Morgan Carroll coming up about lobbying in the state capitol, and then we'll take more of your calls. And I got to play you that song, too. We're going to play.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch, a momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
this. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The pomp of a South Lawn ceremony welcoming Chinese President Hu Jintao. President Bush has greeted Hu with a direct message on a crucial issue.
Our trade relationship can become even stronger as China adopts policies that allow U.S. companies to compete in China with the same freedom that Chinese companies are able to compete here in the United States.
And as the music fades from this welcoming ceremony, Presidents Bush and Hu will soon head to the Oval Office for talks centering on trade, military, and economic issues, and China's human rights policies. I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Jim Chenevy.
China's thirst for oil has helped fuel the price rise. A new record high today, $72.49 a barrel. It comes on the heels of yesterday's Energy Department report showing a surprising 800,000-barrel drop in oil stocks. Well, that's likely to translate into even higher prices at the pump. What's a driver to do?
I do regular. I prefer to do super, but I don't. And it costs $50 to fill this up. It used to cost $25.
Some good economic news from the Labor Department. New claims for unemployment benefits dropping last week to 303,000. Economist Bethann Bodino of Standard & Poor's.
Katrina rebuilding is really giving one side of the boost, but also it's just actually businesses are starting to realize that they maybe need to hire a few more people and fill up their offices.
General Motors has posted another quarterly loss, $323 million, its sixth straight quarter in the red. Is that record a hit because you like it or because a promoter paid the DJ to play it? Correspondent Steve Kathan reports.
The Los Angeles Times says the FCC has launched an investigation into allegations of pay-for-play at the four largest radio corporations, CBS, Entercom, Citadel, and Clear Channel. 'Cause you had a bad day. Not clear which songs may have been pushed with cash or gifts, but programmers complain fear of government scrutiny has tightened their playlists, with many reluctant to play some new songs. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Overdose deaths. It's a growing problem in New Mexico, and we're not talking about cocaine and heroin. Correspondent Peter King.
New Mexico already had the highest accidental overdose rate in the country, but a new study shows it more than doubled between 1994 and 2003 and has now eclipsed illegal drug overdoses. Most deaths came from painkillers, some from tranquilizers and antidepressants. One researcher says it's a common problem in rural areas, but others say it's an increasing problem worldwide, with more people abusing prescription narcotics.
Up to 2 feet of heavy wet snow has fallen in parts of the Dakotas, a surprise spring storm that's closed roads and schools and left thousands without power. And now there's a side effect. A warming trend is causing dense fog.
Some areas have about almost zero visibility where the heavy snow is melting rapidly.
Meteorologist Bill Abeling on Wall Street. The Dow is up 29. This is CBS News.
Everyone can use a little help with dating and relationships. And now you have a great way to get it at Match.com. Because we're working with
the one, the only Dr. Phil!
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how.
The way you can make the best first impression is to be excited about who you are.
Come be a part of an online relationship revolution and see what we can do for you. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
For a limited time, seeing red is taking on a whole new meaning. Because at CompUSA's Red Tag Clearance event, every time you see a red tag, you know you're about to save big. On laptops and desktops, monitors, LCD and plasma TVs, digital cameras, camcorders, and more. Hurry in before May 6th and get unbelievable red tag savings, up to 70% store-wide. It's the Red Tag Clearance event at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. While supplies last, product vary by store, no rain checks, see store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Department of Defense says a soldier from Colorado has died from his injuries following a roadside explosive detonated in Baghdad. 31-year-old Army Captain Ian P. Weichel died in Balad, Iraq, Tuesday after an explosive device detonated near his vehicle, Balad about 40 miles north of Baghdad. No word on the soldier's homecoming. While the high country has plenty of moisture, the high plains are too dry. This is the reason $2 million more has been added to the firefighting efforts in Colorado. The governor moved the money from the state's disaster emergency fund because the experts expect a smoky summer along the Front Range and southeastern plains.
A little bit of good news is that our most forested areas aren't the areas that we expect to see most of the fire danger.
So no big fires like Haman. More fires like the recent one through the grass and brush northeast of Rocky Flats. They're a little easier to handle. Three single-engine air tankers will be strategically positioned this summer to get a jump on the rangeland fires. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. Tough ride in the trouble spot, C-470. Westbound is dealing with a three-car crash on the right shoulder after University. Then we have another one working westbound C-470 near I-70. Now, eastbound C-470 also seeing some trouble. Have a multi-car crash approaching Wandsworth. That's tying up the left lane with jams towards Kipling. And southbound I-25. Slow go for you coming out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown and through T-Rex. If you're coming up from the Springs, we have a crash northbound I-25 near Surrey Ridge. That's going to cause some trouble for you as it's blocking the right lane. And we're just getting word of another accident. This one's sitting on the ramp from Peoria onto westbound I-70. Looking at the turnpike, we're bunching up Denver bound from Federal over to Pecos and onto the forecast. A little chilly this morning.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hoodia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just two capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy three bottles, get three free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. High today, 62. Look at it outside. It's really a nice day today. All right, we move forward here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we're going to play that, if you haven't heard this song about George W. Bush called I'm the Decider, which we got from HuffingtonPost.com, and it's circulating all over the Internet. We'll play it for you here in a few minutes. But first, we're going to talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll, a frequent guest on this program, and a welcome one at that. And State Representative, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Saw you at the Patricia Schroeder dinner, but did not get a chance to get over there and talk to you and say hello.
I know. I wanted to get over and say hi, so I guess I just have to wait and talk to you on your show.
That's the only time we ever get together.
I know.
All right. Talk to us about your lobbying bill. We had you on once before to talk about this, and you talked about it, and it looks like it's going to make it. But wasn't the cooling off provision thing, wasn't that stripped out of the bill?
It was. I actually started off with a wish list of about 10 major reforms I was hoping for, and the bill was introduced, had six major reforms, and the cooling off period, which basically stops the transition from lobbying into lobbying for a year, or federally it's 2 years, that was pulled off the bill in one hostile amendment earlier. And there was another provision that was pulled off the bill, which would have had lobbyists disclose contributions to lawmakers of $100 or more. And another lawmaker pulled that off because we as public officials already have to report that. But the point of having lobbyists report that too is it's basically an auditing feature. But so there's four huge lobbying reforms that made impact strong and with teeth on this bill. And yesterday was a really good day. Frankly, this bill has been doomed to a fate that was almost certain death from the beginning, and to have it come out and successfully pass the House, I just have to share good news with your listeners, many of which helped write, call, and participate in this. But it's off to the Senate, and it is anything but a sure deal that we're going to be able to get this out of the Senate. We need to shift our attention there.
All right, name the components that are in this bill that are strong.
Thank you for asking me that.
Sure.
Because what the bill does is it's going to require lobbyists disclose every single month every single bill by bill number they are working on, their position of whether they are working for it, against it, opposing it, support, monitor, oppose, or amending the bill. And with that, they also have to report any direct financial or business relationships that they have with lawmakers. And by the time they get all that information reported, And I'm sorry, I'm talking a little out of order. The other thing the bill does, too, is it has greater clarity about who the clients are the lobbyists are working for. So the four pieces are real transparency about who they work for, what bills they're working on, whether they're supporting or opposing it, and whether they have any direct business relationships with any of the lawmakers there. With those major four provisions and our world of the Internet, that by itself will be enough to allow every member of the public to pull up every piece of public legislation and find out everything every lobbyist is doing on it. And that's huge. And that just passed 43-21 with one excused yesterday, despite a very tortured and harrowing process in order to get it there.
Why was it so torturing? Why was it so tough? And why do you think it'll be tough in the Senate? If it sounds like to me that these things just simply make sense.
These things should be common sense. And good government reform, it's really hard to get folks inside to be self-critical and realize this isn't an attack, it's not an accusation, it's not an allegation of wrongdoing. It's just like all the other sunshine laws we believe in. But, you know, a lot of folks saw it as a direct attack on the lobbyists. A lot of lawmakers were defensive, saying, I'm not on the take, I'm not, you know. And between the behavior of the lawmakers and the lobbyists on this and the fact that, frankly, there were a variety of folks, mostly on the Republican side of the aisle, but some on the Democratic side of the aisle, that, I mean, had literally asked me to kill this bill so they wouldn't have to vote on it.
Now, is that you're saying there are people on both sides of the aisle that have asked you to kill the bill?
Yeah, right now, but right now we've pulled basically our caucuses in line, and I've got the support of the Democrats now, but it really took some adjusting for people on both sides of the aisle to get at this, and there's a reason why. these disclosures, to really know why, who cares, you have to understand how much power these lobbyists have up at the Capitol. And the short version of that is, of course, we're term limited, they're not. And they have full-time staff, and we don't. And they are used to writing our bills, passing our bills, killing our bills, amending our bills. They are the ones who usually testify. They fund our office accounts, public business. They handle many of the lawmakers' constituent concerns. They do campaign finance. They're the ones tied to the organizations that decide who gets legislator of the year, and on and on and on. And to have that much power in unelected, unchecked, and frankly secretive conditions is just not healthy. And taking on that kind of power base is not always popular, but we did it. We pulled through, and we pulled some Republican support with us.
8:12 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with the State Representative Morgan Carroll. It's not only unhealthy. To me, it's like it's wrong. I mean, it's flat out wrong. Why should lobbyists be writing bills and paying for all of this stuff? They should stop all of that completely.
Well, and we had a companion bill, Senate Bill 51, which was a gift ban bill, and that is the cash from these, and they're largely special interests, funding our public business because we have been so anemic on the state budget, things like printers, paper, funding offices. A lot of the functions are very legitimate, but the way we pay for it is really very embarrassing. The state legislature needs to just go to the public and tell the public, look, we need to ask you to fund the public business. Just one full-time employee is reasonable. Paper and printers reasonable. You know, fine, keep us from doing wild excesses, but your alternative is to be funded by special interest groups, not just in campaigns, but as far as actually running our legislative offices. And that bill, so now Senate Bill 51 is in the Senate, and my reform bill 1149 is in the Senate. And so if your listeners want to know, probably the most important thing they can do for good government legislation, this bill, is start with whoever your senator is and let them know that you support both of those reforms. All the substantive justice in the world that we will fight from here on after is tied to whether we can fix these basic structural problems, in my view, about how we are running government right now.
If I had to ask you to name a name, who would you say is the biggest special, who has the most influence on the legislature? What special interest has the most influence on the legislature?
I've actually looked at this, and because we are outnumbered 11-1, I've looked at which industries have the greatest representation up there. It is the insurance industry. It is the pharmaceutical industry. It is for-profit healthcare, oil and gas, mining, it's overwhelmingly industry interests up at the Capitol outnumber everybody in droves. And even though you do have Common Cause and Colorado Public Interest Group and some environmental groups and there's some citizen groups, there are profound holes as far as who has any paid advocacy up at the Capitol. So tenants have no advocates. They don't have a lobbyist. Patients don't have a lobbyist. Homeowners don't have a lobbyist. So there's very huge chunks of ordinary population that you better hope your lawmaker is looking out for you, because if the theory is that somehow you hope you have a lobbyist up there representing your interest, odds are you're wrong, and it just makes it all the more important. The only check and balance we have in this system is to hear from the public. Otherwise, the only people we hear from, I mean, even when it comes to testifying on bills, on almost every bill, the typical cast of characters to testify are the same lobbyists. So, you know, when they're the ones testifying, making bills, the money that's behind everything, often deciding whether something gets vetoed or not, really, that's entirely too much power to have, especially behind the scenes.
Mm. Yeah. You know what? It is way too much power, and things have definitely, definitely got to change. Well, congratulations on your bill, and once again, it's good to hear your voice and good to have you on the program, and you know you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you, Jay. I really appreciate it, and this has been a pretty good day for Colorado that we got it this far.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, State Representative Morgan Carroll. Appreciate you being on the program. And if you want to support her bill, it's Bill 1149. Call your senator, because I forget what the number was she gave in the Senate. It's a different bill in the Senate. But call and support this lobbying reform bill, because we've got to clean up the legislature. I mean, these are things we can do on a state level that has nothing to do with the feds. We can take care of and clean our own house. And that's one of the reasons why I put her on this morning, because I think it's very definite. It's important that you and I know that there are lobbyists and special interests, true special interests out there, like pharmacy, like medical, like gas, oil, that are out there, and they're working against our interests. And you know what? We got to flex our muscle, and we have to look out for ourselves. 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sign up for that to get in that drawing for that trip to Costa Rica. Go to AM760.net. All right, have you heard this song, I'm the Decider? George W. Bush. We'll play that, plus...
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Sports and entertainment.
The following contains the naked truth on car shopping and incredible savings. Listener attention is advised.
Now at AutoSmart, you can save thousands on a barely pre-driven vehicle. Get a low-mileage 05 or 06 model still under factory warranty, plus top dollar for your trade-in and on-the-spot financing. Why buy new when you can buy AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet on Smith Road? Check their newspaper ad, buyautosmart.com, or call 303-321-7991. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best price is guaranteed.
If you've never worn America's finest suit, now's the perfect time to slip it on at the Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. A huge selection of signature suits, regularly $6.95, now $2.99. That's more than 50% off. Plus, a huge selection of trio suits, business express suit separates, and poplin suits, 50% off. How about executive and signature blazers, 50% off? The entire stock of wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, 50% off. Even a huge selection of famous Joseph A. Bank dress shirts, 50% off.
the Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Right now, suits, sport coats, dress shirts, and more. 50% off.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 4 quarts of Quaker State motor oil, you'll get the 5th one free. That's right, 5 quarts of Quaker State for the price of 4. See store for details. Don't put off your next oil change any longer. Get to AutoZone and do it today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
On Lifetime's Sunday afternoon movie.
Joe never made it to the party.
A missing son.
He could be in trouble.
It's possible you don't know your son as well as you think you do. No witnesses.
He was coming to see you. He never showed.
And a mother.
You haven't found him yet.
Who won't stop looking.
I won't leave him out there.
For the first time on television, The OC's Kelly Rowan stars in 8 Days to Live. Based on a true story. Premieres Sunday at 5, 4 Central. Only on Lifetime. What could be better?
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 62. Next, governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, coming up here. And I'll take some phone calls in between then and now. 303-713-7600. He's coming up at 8:30. But if you haven't heard this song, I want to play it. We played it at 6 o'clock. You can get this at thehuffingtonpost.com if it's still up there, and I think it may still be. This thing's been circulating all over the Internet. And as you know, there was that big shakeup yesterday in the White House with Scott McClellan quitting and Karl Rove being kicked sideways or, as some people are saying, being demoted. And the whole controversy over Rumsfeld. And this song, and we don't know who did this song either, by the way. I didn't see any credit on the website about it, but if you haven't heard it, here it is. This is called I Am the Decider, about George W. Bush.
And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
Well, what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead.
24, 24 minutes after 8. Go to HuffingtonPost.com to get it. There is, it's called I'm the Decider on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, and phones are open. It's a high today of 62. Well, I could just play that all over again. And I sent that like yesterday to like a gazillion of my friends. And we don't know who did it because there's no, you know, there's no credit on there. They just you just go to the link and go get it. All right, and we're going to have the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, coming up here shortly. But let's go to Gene in Englewood, who's been hanging on. Paul Hipp is the guy that did it. Okay, I'm sorry, Gene. Paul Hipp is the guy that did it. All right, Gene, go ahead. You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
I want to thank you right off the bat for acknowledging today's the Memorial Day of the Columbine tragedy.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
We must not forget.
Oh, no, I agree.
Thank you. You're a peach.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm a rotten apple, but I try.
The reason I'm calling is I'm thinking that for political issues, and I'm talking about the illegal aliens in this instance, for political issues, we always have emotions.
Mm.
We also need information. And I think emotionally people are saying things like, well, they want to improve their life. They just want a better life. But I think the information that we need to keep in mind is how many, just for Colorado, how many billions of dollars we are paying out to take care of people that aren't citizens. They get Medicaid, social services. We pay for them to deliver their babies. They don't pay the hospitals. The hospitals are in trouble. In short, I know it's emotional. But it's also true that it's okay for Mexico to take care of its people. And it's okay for the United States to take care of their people. My father was shot down in the Battle of the Bulge and spent time in a prison camp. And he's a pilot. He's dead now. But I'm from an America that you had to be a citizen to be here. And I just feel strongly that maybe people aren't aware of how many billions of dollars it's costing us.
Well, I think people do know that it costs us. It's costing us billions of dollars. It's also, it's also you're either in a catch-22 because you either pay it at one end or you pay it at the other. And there's no question that this all needs to be fixed. I don't think anybody's denying that.
Yeah.
I think the argument here is whether you're going to be unreasonable about trying to fix it or if you're going to really sit down and try to come up with some kind of a plan to fix it. And I think Mexico has to share a good part of this burden, which we don't seem to have any discussion about. And we need to, as I said to the last caller, we need to look at NAFTA. We need to look at CAFTA. We need to, you know what it is? It's like you go to the doctor and you got a problem, okay? And you say to the doctor, you know what? My foot hurts. And you say, yeah, okay. My foot hurts. Can you help me? Now, the doctor tries to endeavor to find out why it is your foot hurts before the doctor gives you any kind of medication to take care of it or recommends surgery. The doctor just doesn't say, well, okay, your foot hurts. Here's what we'll do. We'll take you to the hospital and cut it off, or we'll open it up, right? I mean, you start freaking out if that happened. You go, wait a minute, man, I'm going to another doctor. Okay, this is what I see going on here. This is what I see, and I've been trying to talk about this now for like a month. This is what I see going on. Instead of sitting down and instead of saying, okay, why are people coming here? For what reason are they coming here? What are the conditions that led them to come here? How did they get here? What's the story? And delving into it and cutting it open and realizing that we're going to have to address it on a number of fronts. Instead, we get all of these like, well, here's what we'll do. They're all illegals. They're felons. Let's arrest them all. Okay, you know what? We can't do that. I mean, we can't do it on a practical basis. It's not going to work. But, you know, get buses. Take them all back to the... March them across the border. Blah, blah, blah. And then you know what else? Here's the final thing. Here's the other thing that really that drives me crazy, okay? Just me. And I don't care how many hate mails I get. We're talking here about human beings. We're not talking about pieces of machinery. We're talking about people. We're talking about human beings. So why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we sit down and have comprehensive immigration reform? Why don't we get control of the borders? Because whether we have an immigration problem or we don't, we need it for national security.
Yeah.
This is the administration that has told us for a day in and day out that they know about national security and that those of us who are progressives and liberals, we don't know about national security. And, you know, we're the ones who are living in a pre-9/11 world. Well, what the hell have they done about any of this? They haven't done a damn thing.
I agree. And I do think we have to, our borders, I mean, we don't want an explosion at DIA like we had at 9/11. Indeed, it can still happen. Our borders are wide open. And we do have to crack down on that.
See, we
I
have
just
to.
Feel, I feel so strongly that, and I agree with you, it is so complex an issue that we can't have a quick fix. But I also know that I work two jobs. I'm 51, and I can't afford health insurance. And I'm,
well,
the, I'm, the,
all right.
I'm you know,
all right, let me.
I don't want to pay for Mexican.
I hear you.
People.
I hear you. I gotta go. I gotta go to a break. But you know something? Let me just leave you with this. You can't afford health insurance. See, to me, that's a separate debate about health coverage in this country. And the fact is that you can't afford it, and that it's growing cost prohibitive for me and everybody else. You know what? That's a separate issue that we need to get into on a full-time basis. Gene, I love you. Take care. Have a good day.
You too, my dear.
All right. It's 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, coming up next year. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Tough ride this morning, and we're dealing with a couple accidents. Westbound C-470 have a crash off to the shoulder now right around University. Eastbounders on C-470 also seem into trouble because of a multi-car crash near Wadsworth. That's tied up the left lane with jams towards Kipling. Now, if you're coming up from the Springs, we do have a crash northbound I-25 right around Surrey Ridge. That's going to cause some trouble as it's blocking the right lane. And westbound I-70 now have a crash working at Vasquez. Also seeing an accident sitting on the ramp from Peoria onto westbound I-70. Around town, things are a bit sticky along Highway 93 in the diagonal. The turnpike bunching up in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. And on to the forecast, chilly this morning.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's summer session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Glass of fine wine. Visit us soon at Gold Lake Mountain Resort and Spa, bridging heaven and earth. Just 30 minutes west of Boulder, goldlake.com.
Are allergies causing you to suffer with sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes?
I'm tired of losing sleep.
I'm tired of blowing my nose every 15 minutes.
I'm tired of wheezing all night.
I'm tired of feeling tired all day.
Well, if you're tired of allergies ruining your life, get your free DVD about the revolutionary Pure Night Allergen Air Purifier by calling 1-800-900-6118. Pure Night is specifically designed to virtually eliminate exposure to the allergens that cause your symptoms. The unique Pure Night design quietly and gently gives you a sanctuary of pure, healthy air, 99% free of allergens. You'll feel the difference the very first night. You'll breathe better, sleep better, feel better during the day. So if you're tired of allergies ruining your life, do something about it now.
Nothing helped before, but the Pure Night actually works. I feel better all day, every day.
Call now for your free DVD at 1-800-900-6118. See how Pure Night can help you. Call 1-800-900-6118. That's 1-800-900-6118.
Check out AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet. Browse through a variety of over 300 low-mileage 05 and 06s under full factory warranty. See their ad in the newspaper or log on to buyautosmart.com. That's buyautosmart.com.
Aspen Tire is waiving all diagnostic fees for the month of April. Whether you're...
Sal Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:34. It's 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today is 62. Mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Sign up. Get into the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica and all the other fabulous prizes. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, let's talk to the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter. And Bill, or should I call you Governor, good morning and welcome to the program.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I understand you're doing great. Let's talk here a little bit about your fundraising. How's fundraising going?
We had a great quarter last quarter. We wound up outraising either Beaufray or Holtzman. And I think you just need to understand that Republicans just have an easier time. There are $1,000 limits in Colorado from individual donors, but still, with those limits, they're just going to have a bigger donor pool. So we worked really hard. Barbara O'Brien and I both have quit our jobs. I took a leave of absence without pay. She quit her job, and we just politic and campaign full time, but a lot of that involves fundraising, Jay.
And so you're doing good in the fundraising area. I know I've gone on your website several times and contributed money, and I think everybody else should do the same. Go to RitterForGovernor.com, and let's all pitch in and get a Democratic governor elected in the state of Colorado. But so fundraising's going good.
Yeah, I mean, one part of it, it's just too bad that it's so much about fundraising, but the other part of it is that's the reality of the system, and it's, you know, we have to do the same things that they have to do. We're at about 1.15 million at the end of the quarter. We've done really well even in the beginning of this month. And what we're most pleased about is they spent a lot more money. We are running our campaign, I guess, a little leaner. And because of that, we are able to say we've got almost as much cash on hand as they do, in spite of the fact that they've both raised nearly $2 million. But anyway, we just had a great quarter. It's going really well. Everywhere I go, And Barbara has the same experience. People have a real enthusiasm for this campaign. I've done two events in the last two nights down in Colorado Springs. Both of them were attended by, well, at least the first one, I should say, was attended by a fair number of people who are Republicans.
Oh, that's great.
And who are, you know, listening to a progressive message.
That's great. That's great. Hey, listen, let me get your comment about this. Republican gubernatorial hopeful Mark Holtzman is threatening to pull out of the state convention and petition onto the November ballot amid concerns of potential fraud and manipulation in how the party picks its candidates. Sounds like they're a little in disarray over there.
Well, this is, yeah, Holtzman and I met each other last Thursday at a debate, and we also, all three of us were together at Club 20 Beaupré, Holtzman and myself. They're going to have a knockdown, drag-out primary. It is causing a schism inside their party. You know, you have to get 30% to get on the ballot and go forward. And if you don't get 30%, yeah, you can petition on, but because of the way the state law structures, you really have to start that petition process now. So it may be that he's just lining himself up to petition onto the ballot. But, you know, they're going to have a real battle on their side, and that battle in large part going to be about what they as a party are about. So, you know, we're happy to not have a primary, happy to be able to be out there and speaking about our message while they have what I think is going to be a fairly nasty little fight on their side.
I've also heard a rumor snaking around that Holtzman may think about running as an independent. What about that idea?
Well, I don't think that he can do that. I think state law requires you to have registered with, you know, to have changed your party registration. I'd have to check on this, Jay, but I'm pretty sure that state law requires you to have your registration in place within a year
Okay.
So you can't just decide, you know, that you're not doing well as a Republican, so you're going to go as an independent.
All right. 2,500 students yesterday out of the metro area schools to protest immigration rights. What's your take on that? What's your feelings? And I've asked you before, but I want to ask you again about your feelings about the immigration problem that we do have and the cost to Colorado.
Well, I know that there's an immigration problem. I think this is really going to be a test of leadership because it's so easy to talk about this and to, you know, talk about it in a way that it inflames the passions of people, but not to put responsible solutions on the table. You know, people will speak about things in ideological tones, but not about what's achievable. And that's really what I am hoping we get in the way of a conversation nationally. Washington, D.C., I think, has really failed us on this. And you know, to some credit to Bush, he's looking at something that I think is a responsible solution. Those are guest worker visas as one way to look at this. We have to do more to secure our borders, and, you know, we can do all sorts of things to make sure we're prosecuting people who smuggle individuals across, those kinds of things. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we have, in this state, probably around 300,000 people who are here and who are undocumented, and those individuals are people largely that are also working. I think a guest worker visa that also says, you know, you don't get to play by a separate set of rules because you're here illegally, so that they have to pay some kind of a fine for having entered illegally. All of those things, and a secure border and a guest worker visa are the responsible kind of approach that we should take to this very complicated problem. But what you'll hear Bob Beaupré saying they should be felons because they're here. Mark Holtzman saying, listen, we're going to drive 400,000 people out of the state, and we're going to save the state $600 million. That's so, you know, if you could just do it by saying it, Mark Holtzman, I guess, thinks that it's achievable. It is not an achievable end to do what either of those two are saying, and that's where I really fault both of these guys, is that they're talking about it in ideological terms, they're talking about it in ways that inflame the passions of people, and they're not putting responsible solutions on the table.
Boy, amen. Amen. You know what? I agree with you 150%. Let me change topics here a little bit. 8:40, 20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, we have the next governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Ritter, on the line. Let's talk about the public schools in Colorado. Are you happy with the performance of the public schools in Colorado?
Listen, I was on a high school task force for reform. There was a statewide task force conducting business at the same time. Our task force conducted business here in Denver. I think there's absolutely possibilities for reform in this state. Say, are you happy with public schools is just such an overgeneralization for me to try and, you know, make there are so many passionate teachers who are in classrooms trying to make a difference in the lives of kids, and there are some real difficulties that they encounter every day doing that. Here's a couple of things that I say when I talk about this, Jay. We have to make teachers our ally in reform.
Mm.
We have to look at CSAPs and say, what about CSAPs, you know, works against true reform, and also understand that we have to have accountability. I don't fault people who believe we should have accountability. I'm one of them, but at the same time, I really do think that we have to think about how we make teachers our allies in going forward. Barbara and I took a trip, Barbara O'Brien, we took a trip out to Mapleton School District and looked at their high school. These are, you know, administrators, principals, and teachers who knew that they had low test scores, and they're absolutely committed to doing something about it. To meet them is to meet people who are passionate about reform, and I just have so much hope that as a school, as a state, if we partner with local school districts, we can get to a place where we get to true reform.
You know, what about the community's support of public schools and the idea that circulates out there that public education just doesn't work, that vouchers and the private schools are better? How do you answer that?
Well, I answer it by saying, you know, that public education is the thing, I think, that built the middle class in this country. And that we as a country, and the things that make us special as a country, really, we owe so much to public education. I owe so much to public education, you know. And I really do believe that people should understand that, and that means that we should have a commitment. And not just a financial commitment, but a real civic commitment to our public schools. How do you do that? You know, one of the things is you have to get families invested in their kids' education. And again, I'm going to go back to Mapleton. The way they restructured their school, their high school, teachers, instead of having 200 students that they teach, have 25 kids that they're responsible for, and their families, having contact with the family. And so now that teacher, instead of having these 200 kids that they just, you know, have 15% attendance at parent-teacher, they're now having 95% attendance at parent-teacher. And it is about relationships. So much about public education still goes back to the importance of just individual relationships, and Mapleton school districts figure that out. So I talk about the bright side of public schools. When I talk about vouchers, I really don't believe that that's the right conversation. We run it pretty thin already in this state. To take public dollars away from public education for vouchers isn't the right approach. We are 49th in the country in terms of the amount of money we invest public education relative to our personal income. And I just don't think that we can, you know, have a thinner margin because of vouchers and expect our public schools to deliver.
Governor, soon to be Governor Ritter. Bill Ritter, thank you so much for coming on the program. I love your leadership and your optimism. And I think everybody should go to ritterforgovernor.com and contribute to what they can. And, man, I just know you're going to win in November. And you're welcome on this program anytime you want to come on.
Oh, you're great. I appreciate it. It's been great to see you along the trail, Jay, and you just keep it up.
All right.
We'll continue to talk. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. There's Bill Ritter, soon to be Governor Bill Ritter, but you know what? Help him out. Go to RitterForGovernor.com. I did yesterday, and so that makes two contributions now I made to his campaign. Go to RitterForGovernor.com, and let's get a Democratic governor in control, and let's keep control of the legislature, and let's turn this state Democratic. I mean, come on, let's have, this guy's got the answers as far as I'm concerned. 844, 60 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, 303-713-7600, I got three open lines. We'll just open up the phones now. Whatever it is you want to talk about, I am so tempted to go back again and play that I Am the Decider song. You know, you can go to HuffingtonPost.com and get it and give it to your friends. Send it to all of your Republican friends, too.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
How to get your special financing? Call 879-DEPOT today. That's 879-DEPOT. Visit HomeDepot.com for license numbers and details.
DNC Chair Howard Dean with us here on the Ed Schultz Show. Rumsfeld, does it really matter who the Secretary of Defense is?
It would be good to have a competent one, but your point is well taken. This is not about just changing Rumsfeld. This is about changing the whole policy in Iraq.
What do you think the chances are of taking back the House?
I think they're pretty good. Whether you're a Republican voter or a Democratic voter, nobody likes the dishonesty and the corruption that's going on in this Republican administration, and I think they're going to want to change.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Aspen Tire is waiving all diagnostic fees for the month of April. Whether your check engine light's on, your ABS light, it doesn't matter what it is, folks. Free diagnostics. That includes electrical system checks, air conditioning checks, alignment checks, drivability checks, brake checks, funny noise checks. I think you get the idea. 1 hour free diagnostics at Aspen Tire. And not only are we on Troubleshooter Tom Martino's referral list, we run the Automotive Network for him. 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. 888-401-AUTO.
Denver, the 25th anniversary LASIK celebration at Spivak Vision Center is about to end. So if you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, the right place to have LASIK, and the right price to have LASIK, don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision, today at 303-C-2020 before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even have astigmatism, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 and let our world-class surgeons turn your dreams of clear, natural vision into reality and to take advantage of our most affordable fees ever on LASIK. But don't wait. Our $1,000 savings ends soon. So call 303-C-2020 now. That's 303-C-2020. Only at Spivak Vision Center.
8:48. It's 12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here this morning. Certainly do appreciate it. Three open lines at 303-713-7600. Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is going on right now up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. And that's like having $3,000 down. And I'll tell you, Rocky's got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles that you can think of. And every one of those cars is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Over 500 good-looking vehicles on the lot. Just about anything you can think of. You go out to Rocky's and, man, I'll tell you what, you'll fall in love. It's as simple as that. And you know what? They've got everything you can think of. So you want gas savers, they got that. You need something for the entire family, they've got that. Rocky's has got it all. An extra hour of Rocky's buying power, too. Rocky's open Monday through Saturday, now 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You come close to 9, though, they'll stay late, and you'll be fine. They'll take care of you. You got to go out there and ask for my friends, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky, Kobe, any of the gang, Gerard Menard, any of the folks out there at Rocky's. Tell them J. Marvin sent you, and you'll get treated the right way. But they treat everybody the right way, and that's one of the reasons why Mary and I and our friends have been buying cars from Rockies since 1997. They're just absolutely the place to go. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory. See their TV ads, which I'm going to be in one here pretty soon. And also, you not only check out the inventory, you can pre-qualify for a car loan and see their business philosophy. They're good folks. And when you buy a car, you expect to be treated right, and you'll be treated right at Rockies. Everybody at Rockies, from management all the way down, is dedicated to one thing, and that's to make you happy. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. I ran into some listeners there the other day. And I'll probably run into you out there at Rocky's. So come on out. We'll bump into each other and say hello.
Remember when calling a company meant getting a person instead of a machine? Well, call us old-fashioned, but here at Intelligent Office, we still think it's important to have a friendly, knowledgeable person handling your calls. That's why we created our new service, the Remote Receptionist. We searched for the best receptionist we could find. Then we gave them the technology to handle your calls without setting foot inside your office. But the Remote Receptionist isn't about technology. It's about good old-fashioned professionalism. We pride ourselves on being the best receptionist you've ever had. And if you already have someone on staff, we make a great backup, covering lunch breaks, vacations, or when you just have too many calls coming in. And in case you're wondering, the Remote Receptionist is surprisingly affordable, making it easier than ever to treat your clients right. The Remote Receptionist from Intelligent Office. Newfangled technology, old-fashioned professionalism. Call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 62. J. Marvin along with you. Register to win that eco trip to Costa Rica, Crocodile Bay Lodge. It is a fantastic place, and you could go. All you got to do is sign up and get in the drawing. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, get over there. And you might want one of the win one of the other fabulous prizes. If I can get my mouth straightened out here long enough. You know, there's something else, too, that we played earlier in the morning that I want to play for you after 9 o'clock. And now, coming up around 9:20, it's kind of a weird time, but it's the only time we could get them. We're going to talk to Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and we're going to be talking to them about Barry Lynn, who we're going to be talking to. We've had him on the show before. He's executive director. We're going to be talking to him about Bush and the Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives. And it's something that doesn't get talked about too much. And then the other thing is, I want to play this Rumsfeld sound, the sound of Rumsfeld with Limbaugh. For those of you like myself who don't think we should have gone to Iraq and who also don't support the war, you got to hear this. If you haven't heard it, and I played it earlier in the morning, I'll play it again after 9 o'clock. All right, let's go to the phones, and here's Rodrigo in Denver. Rodrigo, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Okay, well, history. Let's go to Ed in Goodland, Kansas. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Ed, how's everything in Goodland, Kansas this morning?
Well, it's red.
Well, we got to work to change that, man.
Yeah, I hear you. I just wanted to call because I was watching 9 News last night, and I remember my wife was talking to me about a conversation that you had had for about 40 minutes with an illegal alien. It'd be 2 weeks ago on Friday.
Right.
And he was talking, and she had remembered that he had said he worked in a pallet factory there in, like, Commerce City.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, last night on 9 News, we saw a report about how that pallet factory got busted by the INS.
Yeah, they did across the country. You're right about that.
And so I'm not listening.
What, say again? We're losing you. Say it again.
And trying to track people down that way, and if that's almost how this guy probably got busted or got his company in trouble or whatever.
Well, from being on this radio show?
Yeah, I think maybe the government was listening. And how many pallet factories are there in Denver? How hard would that attract?
Yeah, except the only problem is that there's a company called IFCO that makes these pallets and does this, and it's a German-based company, and there were immigration raids across the country yesterday, all over here, and also in a lot of other places in which illegal immigrants were busted. Many of them were found using Social Security numbers that were wrong or incorrect or did not belong to them. So, I understand what you're saying. First of all, I don't think the government listens. Second of all, I think that this has gone on across the country. It went on in Albany, New York. I mean, it went on all over. So it wasn't only just here in Denver. I wish this program, I don't think him calling here, got him busted. I think that the government, and the government claims, by the way, the immigration folks claim, federal immigration authorities say, that in rounding up all these illegal aliens, that they had been working on this for a number of months, and that they just didn't do it to start to try to reply to the to the ongoing debate about illegal immigration. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate the call. 303-713-7600, three open lines. Let's go to Cindy in Denver. Cindy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, and I'll make this real short because I know you don't have a lot of time.
I'll give you all the time I got.
Oh, thanks. I'm a nurse, and I think that I would like you to check on something if you don't mind for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the website with me because I'm driving in my car right now, but the Teachers Union, AFL-CIO, I think it's Federal Teachers Association or whatever, they had about 2 months ago on their website a notice talking about the GATS visa, G-A-T-S, that the U.S. Services industry and the WTO, World Trade Organization, is trying to get passed through legislation-wise.
Right.
What this says is it brings in foreign nurses, but allows them to work under the employment laws of their own country, which means that they will get paid approximately, you know, $2 an hour, which is what they, this is stating it directly from the website, $2 an hour. They would get fired for getting pregnant, for trying to unionize. They have to work mandatory overtime. And can you imagine the implications that this would mean for American nurses? Because the hospital corporations have already, on both coasts, have already, you know, petitioned Bush and the government to try to get in more foreign nurses from other countries, even though these other countries are experiencing, you know, critical nursing shortages of their own. So it's really, you know, unethical of us to do that. But they've already petitioned the government to try to bring in more nurses from foreign countries, which they have been allowed to do. The limits were increased, and I really think that this is going to be a massive drawback for nurses in this country. Not only that, these nurses were given up to a year to prove their proficiency in English. I talked with one of my professors, because I'm also going to school full-time, and she said, one of my nursing professors, she said that one of her friend's father was in the hospital and his nurse couldn't even speak English. And one more thing, the FDA, about a month and a half ago, put out an alert about, you know, American medication, to consumers and, you know, getting it overseas. And the concern with this is that you could, for example, go overseas and get Viagra under the same name as Viagra overseas. But Viagra overseas might be used hypothetically for, you know, a person
right.
with high blood
yeah.
pressure.
Yeah, that story there has been out before. We'll look into the other thing. And I think what you're bringing up is very, very important. And
the worker guest visa doesn't have anything to do with that.
I know, I understand, and we'll look into it, and we need to talk more about it. And it just reinforces my point that I made earlier, that we need a discussion in this country about wages and about jobs. Cindy, thank you for being a first time caller. We'll look into it, and I hope you'll call me again.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Okay, you're an angel. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Nurses are like the best and the most important, and medical care workers. Man, I just can't say enough about them.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner, then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonneview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
The Majority Report. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. A heckler has marred the welcoming ceremony for Chinese President Hu Jintao. With President Bush at his side, the Chinese leader was interrupted by the woman protesting China's human rights policies and yelling, "Whose days are numbered?" It's unclear how she got through White House security to find a spot on a camera platform. In a welcoming speech, Mr. Bush set a tone of cooperation.
The United States and China are two nations divided by a vast ocean, yet connected through a global economy that has created opportunity for both our peoples.
He had a direct message on a key issue.
Our trade relationship can become even stronger as China adopts policies that allow U.S. companies to compete in China with the same freedom that Chinese companies are able to compete here in the United States.
Following the ceremony, the two leaders are now in the Oval Office discussing trade, human rights, and other issues. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
New day, another record for oil prices, which hit $72.49 a barrel in overnight trading. In a growing number of places, gas prices have surged over $3 a gallon. But it's not only motorists taking the hit. As Chris Filippi of CBS affiliate KIRO reports from Seattle, small dealers are losing out to the big boys in the battle for gas supplies.
The sign outside Harold Hessel Station in Seattle is shocking to drivers. He's charging $3.26 a gallon for regular unleaded.
This price is a dime a gallon more than yesterday.
A supply crunch is hammering small suppliers. Hessel says he's only making pennies on his few sales. He says he would not be surprised if he was charging $3.50 a gallon by this summer. Chris Filippi for CBS News, Seattle.
Well, the higher prices are socking every fuel-driven sector of the economy, and of course that includes air travel. Tom Parsons of BestFares.com says don't be surprised to pay more for a seat on a flight, and soon.
We have seen 12 fare hikes in the year of 2005, four so far this year. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not another attempt this weekend just because of the fuel hitting over $70 a barrel.
A planned session of Iraq's parliament's been put off until Saturday. This comes after the prime minister agreed to let his Shiite bloc reconsider his nomination for a second term. An Iraqi official says this provides more time to address Sunni and Kurdish rejections of him. Well, apparently Old Man Winter didn't get the word that spring has sprung. Residents in the northwestern plains are struggling with the aftermath of a storm that's piled up drifts of 5 feet in some places. In North Dakota, utility crews have been working around the clock to restore power. Dale Haugen is manager of the Montreal Williams County Electrical Cooperative.
Our goal is that by Saturday evening that everybody will at least have power back, and then some of the oil fields and non-residential type loads will get the beginning of next week.
This is CBS News.
For a limited time, seeing red is taking on a whole new meaning. Because at CompUSA's Red Tag Clearance event, every time you see a red tag, you know you're about to save big. On laptops and desktops, monitors, LCD and plasma TVs, digital cameras, camcorders, and more. Hurry in before May 6th and get unbelievable red tag savings, up to 70% store-wide. It's the Red Tag Clearance event at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. While supplies last, product vary by store, no rain checks, see store for details.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment and triple advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Students say yesterday's protests, 2,500 strong, may be only the beginning. They gathered outside the state capitol protesting immigration reform. Democratic Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff says he respects the kids' passion, but not the timing.
More importantly, I don't think anybody ought to celebrate the status quo. I mean, what we're doing in America with respect to immigration isn't working. I think the appropriate level of illegal immigration in this country is zero.
Romanoff speaking earlier this morning saying the state is looking at several immigration laws. It is mostly a federal issue. A Denver woman has been indicted on 13 counts of fraud for allegedly claiming she was a Hurricane Katrina evacuee from New Orleans. Court documents say Chandra Donnelly used false pretenses to receive thousands of dollars in housing, clothing, and food assistance. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. We are dealing with a couple of issues around town. Have a crash working at 75th and Arapahoe. Then in Louisville, another couple cars tangled up at Cherry Street and McCaslin. Now, it looks like someone hit a deer on Highway 93. That's right around Rocky Flats and the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway. They're busy, but starting to thin out just a little bit. The turnpike's still bunching in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. And I-25 also still running heavy in both directions across downtown and through T-Rex. Up on 225, we're seeing brake lights as you head down toward the tech center.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
I'll tell you something. I have no idea why I'm in a good mood. Yes, I do. I do have an idea why I'm in a good mood. You know why I'm in a good mood? Because you're here, and also because I got another winner again this morning in our contest we've got going on to get qualified to get in the drawing on the Eco Trip to Costa Rica. And you can do that now by signing up at AM760.net, and I got yet another winner. Man, I'm getting winners every morning. Somebody for this show is going to Costa Rica, and it might as well be you. Hi today, 62. 303-713-7600, three open lines here. Do we want to do this again? We got so many calls on this thing that maybe we should play it again. I do want to give you this because we got tied up with the whole immigration thing. There's other things going on. There's an article, WashingtonPost.com. You should check this out. Unforeseen spending on material pumps up Iraq war bill. Senate to take up measure as military fights to keep guns, tanks working. With the expected passage this spring of the largest emergency spending bill in history, annual war expenditures in Iraq will have nearly doubled since the U.S. invasion as the military confronts the rapidly escalating cost of repairing, rebuilding, replacing equipment chewed up by 3 years of combat. The cost of the war in U.S. fatalities has declined this year, but the cost in treasure continues to rise from $48 billion in 2003, $59 billion in 2004, to $81 billion in 2005, to an anticipated, ready for this, $94 billion in 2006. And this is according to the Center for Strategic Budgetary Assessments. The U.S. government is now spending nearly $10 billion a month in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's up from $8.2 billion a year ago, according to a new Congressional Research Service report. The annual war costs in Iraq are easily outpacing the $61 billion a year that the United States spent in Vietnam between 1964 and 1972 in today's dollars. See, you know, we have all these debates continuously in this country about all of these things going on. Okay, you know, from illegal immigration to health care to all of these things. And you know what? Look at this. Look at this. I mean, how many of us would agree, and there's maybe some of you out there listening who don't agree with this, but how many of us agree that this war, I mean, that this thing is a quagmire, that it's a mess, that it's a total and complete mess? It's a mess. And this gets into this whole Donald Rumsfeld thing, you know, about Donald Rumsfeld. And do we have those two? Do we have those two things up there, John? Because I'm not sure which one we should do. Okay, but I'm not. But I'm asking your. But I'm asking your critical opinion here, your input into the show, John Turk, producer. I'm asking you whether you think we should. Which one you think would be? Because we played the Rumsfeld thing earlier, and it shows kind of like how Rumsfeld lives in unreality. And then the spin. Do you think we should play that and then the song? Do you think?
Yeah, I say we play the Rumsfeld piece because it's, you know, it's pretty important. The other one's fun and humorous, but you know, the other one is pretty. I mean, I think it'll get our audience in a tizzy if you really listen to it.
All right, let me set this up a little bit. I got this off crooksandliars.com, which is a good place to go to. He keeps pretty good track of the media. Because I was just saying to Mary that I haven't listened to the Rush Limbaugh show in God, you know, I don't know how long. And it must be something to listen to him trying to weave around there and defend the administration with everything that's going on. But Limbaugh has Rumsfeld on. Why? Because Donald Rumsfeld is out, and the PR show has started now. That they're trying to pump Rumsfeld up because Rumsfeld is under attack. As a matter of fact, John McCain is now coming down on Rumsfeld's case. If you go to HuffingtonPost.com, you can look on there and see that. That McCain is down on Rumsfeld. Okay, so Rumsfeld gets on with Limbaugh. So Limbaugh's interviewing him. He's tossing these softball questions. And then he gets to the point about people like you and me, or I would assume most of us, who are not for the war in Iraq. We support the troops. That goes without saying. But we think the policy is wrong. We need a change. Many of us believe we shouldn't have gone there in the first place, that we were lied to. I mean, you know, the litany of stuff. So Limbaugh says to him, well, you know, there are a lot of people in this country who are trying to gin up anti-war feeling and blah, blah, blah. And he goes on about the anti-war protesters. Here's what Rumsfeld says to Limbaugh. Check this out.
The terrorists, Zarqawi and bin Laden and Zawahiri, those people have media committees. They are actively out there trying to manipulate the press in the United States. They're very good at it. They're much better at managing those kinds of things than we are. And we have to recognize that we're not going to lose any battles out in the global war on terror out in Iraq or Afghanistan. The center of gravity of that war is right here. And in the capital of the United States of America and other Western capitals in London, they're trying to, it's a test of wills. And what's at stake for our country is our way of life. They want to strike at the very essence of what we are. We're free people. And our task in government, by golly, is to help protect the American people from people who killed 3,000 people here on September 11th.
Anybody want to react to that? First of all, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm telling you, I'm not manipulated by bin Laden. I'm not manipulated by Zarqawi. I'm not manipulated by any of those people. And for Donald Rumsfeld to say that they're better at managing the media than the Pentagon, then I would say that Rumsfeld and the Pentagon have a real problem. I mean, did anybody catch that about how they're better? What he's saying there? So he's shoving it off. So he's saying basically that those of us who don't agree with the direction of the war and are questioning what's happening, that we're being manipulated by the enemy. Okay, you know, that to me, that's number one. That's like, I mean, what planet is Donald Rumsfeld living on? I don't know about you, but I didn't get anything from Zarqawi this morning in the, an email telling me what to say or how to think about this. And the idea that they can do it better, that they can do it better than the Pentagon? Really? And then, of course, the administration's canard, which they can't drop, they can't get away from this, they'll never stop doing it, sitting there talking to all those ditto heads as he was doing with Rush Limbaugh, and then he ties it into 9/11. These are the same people. So we're into it again here about 9/11 and about Iraq. This administration never stops, they never give up. And for Donald Rumsfeld to even say to you or me or anybody else that we're being manipulated by the enemy. You know, if you're against the war, you don't support the troops. All right, well, we'll run that one up the flagpole. And gee, I don't know, that one doesn't seem to be washing too good with the American public. So that one doesn't work too well. So we ran that up the flagpole, and that one didn't fly. Here, let me try this one. They're being manipulated by the enemy. Let's run that one up the flagpole and see if anybody buys it. And then, you know, the other thing that Rumsfeld does, which I've noticed, and I meant to say something about it yesterday, and I didn't say anything about it yesterday, but I meant to say it about it. I'm going to say it today. He tries to pass off his performance at the Pentagon at the fact that he has reformed the military and that is his legacy. No, you know what his legacy is? His legacy is he screwed up the war in Iraq and he should be fired for it. One last thing here before we go to the break. It is the 7th anniversary of Columbine, and I think we should all keep that in mind. One of the most tragic events.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny. Your response is witty. Your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes.
Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
Like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:17, 17 minutes after 9, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Good to have you along. High today, 62. Mostly sunny skies. We're going to talk to the Reverend Barry Lynn here from Americans United for Separation of Church and State and about the White House's faith-based office and about what's going on there. And Reverend Lynn, good morning and welcome to the program. Thank you for being here.
Hey, it's nice to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. I know we don't have much time, so let's get to this immediately.
Sure.
You guys are happy at the fact that the head of the faith-based office has departed. He has left, and you're urging George W. Bush to shut down the faith-based office. But explain what that office does for people who may not know of its existence and what it does.
Sure. The faith-based initiative was something that President Bush announced in his third week as president, something that was going to transform government, help the poor, solve pretty much all the problems we had in the country. Unfortunately, mainly what it's done is it's been kind of window dressing that hasn't really helped much of anybody and has, in fact, violated the civil rights of some people in the country. Let me get very specific. These faith-based offices give grants and contracts to religiously based organizations to do things like social services, job training, and so on. But they allow those organizations to discriminate in the hiring with our tax dollars. In other words, you can be the most qualified person to be a counselor at a youth center, but if it's run by a religious organization and you're of a different religion than the organization that set up the shelter, they can literally say, well, we won't hire you, or we've just found out you're a Methodist, not a Baptist. We're going to fire you. The administration thinks that's perfectly fine. We think that's an insult to the historic tradition of civil rights in the country and just amounts to giving money for religious ministries. Religious ministries, good heavens, I'm a minister myself. I like them. I just think it's inappropriate and unconstitutional to fund them.
Now, has anybody tried a lawsuit over this?
Yes, we're engaged in a big lawsuit in the state of Iowa about this principle of discriminatory hiring and spending money, in this case, for a prison program that is a Christian-based program, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They won't even let you or myself, say, be a tutor on a Sunday afternoon for their reading program unless we sign a certificate that we're a born-again Christian.
Hmm.
I mean, that's just so outrageous. We have another case in Pennsylvania where a job placement organization literally advertised in the want ads that it would only be interviewing Christians for an administrator's job, having nothing to do with the provision of any kind of religious service. They were just a religious organization. 90% of their funding came from the taxpayers at the state and local and federal level. Yet they still want to discriminate, literally putting out an ad that says only Christians need apply. We're funding this. We shouldn't be funding it. This agency, the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives, ought to be dumped. The first head of the office, a man named John DiIulio, quit after he referred to the White House staff as a bunch of Mayberry Machiavellis who weren't interested in the poor. What we've found now after 5 years of this program is actual cuts in 99 of the federal anti-poverty programs in the Bush administration. And this character who just left, Jim Toohey, has the gall to say, well, but more of the money's going to religious groups. Well, if the overall pie is still shrinking thanks to all these budget cuts in the Bush administration, the poor don't really care what percentage of the money is going to religious groups. They want to know if they can eat, and this administration has pretty much been telling them not as much as you used to be able to, because we're cutting your funding.
Do you think anything this, I've asked this question on the air, many people, do you think anything this administration says is on the level? Do you think anything they do is on the level? I mean, everything seems to be Orwellian in reverse.
No, it really is. I mean, clean skies mean more pollution. A faith-based initiative to help the poor means we're going to cut our overall spending for the poor and the heck with what happens to them, but it's going to make us look good. They have a theological justification for the war in Iraq. A lot of people forget that after the late Pope John Paul II said that going to war in Iraq would be something for which American politicians would have to answer directly to God. Bush hauls in some right-wing theologians and says to them, what do you think? And they say, oh, the war is a great thing. So he announces, I now basically have God's approval to go to war. So there's nothing that happens that's not fundamentally based, not in science, not in social science, not in our Constitution, but in the religious sentiments of the majority leader of the Senate, Bill Frist, the head of the leadership in the House, and, of course, George Bush sitting over there in the White House, the man who a number of his cabinet officials have said God chose to be the president of the United States. What hubris is that?
Isn't this Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives, though, isn't this a plain, flat-out violation of the separation of church and state in the First Amendment?
Well, we certainly think it is, and that's why these lawsuits, the one in Iowa that I mentioned, has been hanging on now for over 3 years. We still don't have a decision, even in the trial court level. They've been fighting this. I mean, people have been deposing and redeposing our clients, who are mainly family members of people who are incarcerated in Iowa. I mean, this stuff goes on. It drags on so long that by the time we get an ultimate resolution of this, we might have been left behind.
Yeah, yeah. That just hit me. I see. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I know it's earlier. It's much earlier than I've already taught a class out here on the East Coast, but I snuck that one by you. But, you know, this is the kind of motivation. People say to me, look, is George Bush, does he really believe he's, ushering in the end of history? Probably not, because Dick Cheney would kick him and say, we haven't made enough money yet. We can't have the world end. But aside from that, I mean, we are in deep, deep trouble. And one of the reasons we're in trouble is because we allow, in the science world, the president to say, well, yeah, why not teach intelligent design along with evolution? Well, the reason is one is science, that's evolution, and intelligent design, which is fringo, non-pseudoscience, religion masquerading as science. But when the bully pulpit of the president of the United States says, go for it, teach it, that allows these school board officials whom we also have to sue on occasion, to say, well, let's put it in our kids' biology class, too. They dumb down science. This means our kids aren't competitive in the world marketplace of the future. That is not a good idea. I will tell you that some Republicans, for example, and some business leaders have come to me in the last 6 months saying, you know, we thought we liked what was going on in Washington, but now we're finding they're doing away with good science. That means business is going to hurt in the next generation. What can we do to stop it? So I do think people, Jay, are waking up. There are more people that come to events on church-state separation now than I've ever seen in my life and career. I mean, double the numbers at places that might get 100 people a year ago, get 300 people now. And this means some folks in the middle are waking up to the dangers when you displace the Constitution and you displace good science and good education with religious doctrine and dogma.
9:25, 25 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Reverend Barry Lynn from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. That's AU.org. I have conversations on the show all the time, though, that, you know, 80% or 85% of this country is Christian. But how do you reach people? Because there are people who are into religion. There are people who,
sure,
who have strong belief in faith, and they're good people. How do you reach them? How do you woo them back to a progressive position? How do you get them to wake up and to realize that what this country stands for, and that the same rights and the same things out there that protect them, you know, that protect all of us, that these things are being trampled on by this administration?
And I think one of the things you have to do is form coalitions between religious and secular groups to fight for these principles that the Constitution relies upon, including the separation of church and state. Although this is a wonderful segue into a minor commercial, so let me give it. I've written a book that's coming out in October, but you can buy it on Amazon like good progressives ought to do for progressive books long before it's out. That's what the conservatives do to build up Ann Coulter book numbers. The book is called Piety and Politics. It's a basic, simple analysis of how people, including people of faith in particular, need to understand the value of church-state separation. They need to understand that they don't need the government to promote religion. That's why they're parents. They don't need the government to police their children's viewing habits. That's why they're parents. That it's okay that you can raise kids in 2006 without the government being the moral nanny or the religious leader of your own children. So I hope some of your listeners might want to take a look at Piety and Politics, maybe even buy it in advance, and you know, we'll get this out. It's one small step for trying to get the middle of America to understand that these issues are not fringe issues. They're at the heart of what makes America so different and what makes this country so much greater in our acceptance of pluralism than virtually any other country on the face of this planet.
Well, you know what? I for one, will be buying the book, and I'm a member of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and I once again urge everybody to go to your website, au.org, and to check this out, because to me this is a vital debate. And, you know, you want to encourage religious people, and I don't think we should look down on people who are religious, and you yourself are a reverend, but we do need desperately separation of church and state. This is a majority Christian country, but it's not a Christian country. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. This was in no way founded as a Christian nation. Oh, by the way, I didn't say that, but the Treaty of Tripoli says that. Huh. The beginnings of our country, when leaders in the Senate and in the White House were trying to assure people in the Middle East that this was not a Christian nation, it wasn't founded as one, and it is statistically Christian in most communities, although there are places actually where you've got near Buddhist majorities of people on the Gulf Coast of Texas, for example. You have an increasing Muslim population in many parts of the United States. And all of this is going to change the face of America. And I think some folks who today say, well, we've got the power because we're in the majority, might be clamoring for a better acceptance of church-state separation 25 years from now. I hope we haven't erased it from the Constitution. I'm convinced that's what Attorney General Ashcroft would have done had he had his way. And frankly, I think most of the people in the leadership positions here in Washington would just as soon erase it from the Constitution, ignore the doctrine of a separation of church and state. It's only 16 words. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But it's led to 1,500 different religions in America, 20 million free thinkers, non-believers. We all get along reasonably well because government doesn't play favorites. In other countries, it does. Those are the countries that are chopping off people's hands or their heads because they are of the wrong religion. Are we going to get there soon? No. But a theocracy light, as I sometimes call it, is as bad as a theocracy in my book, and we shouldn't be taking any more steps along with the Jerry Falwells and Pat Robertsons in that direction. I should say the Jerry Falwells, the Pat Robertson, and the George W. Bushes.
Yeah, and the James Dobson, who's south of us. Reverend Lynn, thank you so much for coming on the program. It's
always a pleasure anytime.
To have you on. And look forward to reading your book. And I'm going to get it, read it, and then I'll have you back again, and we'll talk about it.
Let's do it.
All right, thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Jay.
You bet. There's Reverend Barry Lynn from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Go to AU.org if you want to check that out. Yeah, I'm a member of a lot of organizations. But you know what? Listen, it makes you feel good to get involved and contribute. All right, 303-713-7600. I got two open lines. We'll just do open phones now, and I'll take nothing but your phone calls up until 10 o'clock. 303-713-7600. Two open lines. Jump on the phones. We're coming to you, and we'll take your calls. Whether you want to talk about what Reverend Lynn just talked about or anything else that's going on this morning, including the high price of gasoline. Oh, my God, I'm dreading going to the pump, and I'm going to have to do that after I get off. I think I'll just give him John Turk.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
This was how they praise and worship. There was a guy up on stage. He was upset all the time. I think it was because he had some phlegm or something in his throat, because at the end of every sentence, he would try to get it out. He would say, what you need to do is...
It's stand-up comedy for the whole family. Michael Jr.'s hilarious style, seen on Comedy Central and The Tonight Show. Real stand-up comedy at church. Friday, April 21st, 7 p.m. at Light and Life Community Church at Wadsworth and Alameda. For ticket information, click on lightandlife.net. That's lightandlife.net.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
Perfect time to slip it on. At the Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. A huge selection of signature suits. Regularly $6.95, now $2.99. That's more than 50% off. Plus, a huge selection of trio suits, business express suit separates, and Poplin suits, 50% off. How about executive and signature blazers, 50% off. The entire stock of wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, 50% off. Even a huge selection of famous Joseph A. Bank dress shirts, 50% off. The Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Right now, suits, sport coats, dress shirts, and more. 50% off.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
9:33, 27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos with another hour of Rocky's Buying Power for you. They're open now, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They're summertime hours, and they've got the largest selection of clean, late model automobiles. I mean, cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs, anything you can think of. And every one of those vehicles is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days and 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, they'll show you Carfax, tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. When Mary was going to buy her car out at Rocky's a couple of months ago, she said, hey, Colby, show me Carfax. And Colby got it, and we looked at it and saw everything there was to see about the car. And don't forget, too, that right now they're matching down is going on up to $1,500. You bring in $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and man, you got $3,000 towards your car, towards your automobile. How about that? The matching down incentive, you just can't beat it. Check Rocky's Auto online at rockysautos.com. See the inventory. Watch their TV commercials, of which I'm supposed to be in one, I think, coming up here pretty soon. It's me and Gunny Bob from KOA, who we don't agree on anything politically, but we do agree that Rockies is a great place. And, you know, Bob's a pretty nice guy. And we're going to be doing that coming up, and that should be on there. But you can also pre-qualify for a car loan. Rocky's Auto is just the best place I know to buy a car. You get the most bang for your buck there. Mary and I have been dealing with Rockies since 1997, and we send all of our friends there, and a lot of people I work with go there, and I bump into listeners out there all the time, so thank you for going to Rockies. Rockies Autos, they're open today, Monday through Saturday, every day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, get out there and see them, save yourself some money, get a great deal, and take advantage of that matching down, because it's going on now. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. See you out there.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a real guy from New Jersey, and this is a real story of how H57 Hoodia changed the life of someone I love. My wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using this all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. I'll tell you, I feel like I've known her forever, and I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. She's got a ton of energy. To me, she's always beautiful, but now you can tell she feels healthier and good about herself. I just wanted to say thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile. I'm a real guy, and I've seen the results firsthand. H57 Hoodia works. Become an H57 success story like Maggie.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 800-224-1938. To find out more about H57's free bottle promotion, try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to am760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
And I've had a winner every single day. This week I've had a winner every day. Why not you? AM760.net. I want you to win. 9:36, 24 minutes in front of 10. High today, 62. Mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin, AM760 Progressive Talk. Okay, back onto the phones. And we go to Dan, who's been hanging on in Erie. Dan, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Dan.
Got to spank you a little bit from that one guest that was on
hour. No, you're not going to spank me, pal. I mean, you may disagree with me, but you're not going to spank me. This is a nonviolent show.
Oh, okay. I really don't like any comparisons between a border fence on the south or southern border or northern border and the Berlin Wall. Seeing as I spent 2 years behind that one, it has absolutely no comparison at all.
I think the point he was trying to make is that walls don't work. I think this is what he was trying to say.
Well, no, they're trying to equate anybody who wants to put up a border fence as being a communist. And
no, then you know what?
I've heard that on a number of occasions.
No, I'm sorry. All I can do is, you know what? Okay, you want to spank me? Now I'm going to spank you. Okay, I can go back. I can get the interview. I can run it back. I don't know about the numerous occasions. I haven't heard anybody use or label anybody a communist in God knows how long. And in that interview, he did not label anybody a communist.
No.
He did not say that anybody... Now, did he say anybody was a communist, Dan?
No, not...
Then why infer something that was...
There
was no implication there. I heard the same thing you heard, and there was no implication there that people who put up walls are communists. What he was saying is, he was saying that walls don't work. He was never used the word communist. And by the way, P.S., this is the year 2006, and the head of China, which is allegedly supposed to be a communist country, is here visiting with the president in the Oval Office today. So I think we can drop any, you know, references to red baiting. I mean, that stuff's all gone now. The Cold War is done with. Find something else.
Well, I don't think that the Cold War actually is over with.
Please.
Hey, just listen for a minute. I think the Chinese are market-based, but boy, you talk about a dictatorship.
I'm talking about the Cold War as we once knew it. I'm talking about the Cold War of Joe McCarthy. I'm talking about the days when the radical right in this country and the Republican Party used to turn around and used to turn to anybody who disagreed with them, and they used to say, you're obviously a communist. The same thing is like saying, okay, because you don't agree with me about penal reform or about crime legislation. You're soft on crime. Or, as Rumsfeld was trying to say in that clip, that if you don't agree about the Iraq war, that if you don't agree with the direction of the administration, then obviously you must be listening to the terrorists, and they must be manipulating you through the media. Okay, or you must not support the troops. All of that stuff fits together. It's all an old pattern. And you know what? It's outdated in the year 2006. And that guy wasn't trying to make, you know, he wasn't making that statement. You chose to hear it that way, but I'm telling you, as God is my witness, that's not what he was saying.
Well, I don't think there's any comparison. It shouldn't be brought up as a comparison at all because, for one thing, we won't have machine gun towers and landmines pointed at us. We won't have any of that.
The point is
anywhere.
The point is, all right. Did the Berlin Wall work
for the communists? Yeah, mm-hmm. It did.
So nobody ever escaped, right?
As a total of the population, a very small minority did.
But people kept trying,
people
did escape, and there are people who did get through the Berlin Wall. Many of them have written books, novels about it. Some have turned out to be famous painters.
Jay, I looked at the graves of the people that got shot going over the wall.
All right, I understand my point.
With a machine gun helping people to try to escape.
Okay, my point to you is that his point was, and we can debate this for now until, you know, next year, walls don't work. It didn't work then, and it's not going to work now. You have to solve the problem by going after the root cause, and those things are window dressings and are not going to work. And by the way, if the Berlin Wall had never crumbled, if it had never gone down, if it had stayed in place, the fact is people would have still been trying to get over it, no matter what the East Germans would have done, no matter what the Honecker regime would have done, because the fact is that people who desire freedom and a better life will risk their life to get it and will do what they have to do to get it, and that's all this guy was saying is the walls do not work. And he was not using communism, and communism was not in the discussion, and I don't know where you got that.
Well, I'll tell you, for the majority of the population, that wall did work, and it would work on the border.
Well, you know what? Then you and I disagree about that, too. But yep. I thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I had a couple of comments about what Rumsfeld said. I think there seems to be a misunderstanding by this administration when he says, we are a free people. Well, if you're not allowed to disagree, if you're not allowed to stand up for what you believe in, you are not a free people, number one. Number two, he says, our job is to protect the citizens of the United States. Well, that is not their job. When they take their oath of office, they swear to protect the Constitution. And they don't really seem to understand this concept. That seems to be a very big problem with them.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. I mean, I think what Barry Lynn was saying points to that. I think what Alberto Gonzalez has done points to that. I think what you're saying is very, very true. And, you know, Rumsfeld comes across, and they come across like, they believe in freedom, but it's freedom on their terms, not everybody's. Even though they'll pay lip service to it by saying, well, you know, people have a right to say what they want to say. People have a right to disagree. But then they'll turn around within the exact same, you know, series of sentences.
And slam those people.
And they'll turn around, which is what I was trying to say to the last caller, Dan. I mean, they'll turn around and pull that kind of stuff about, well, you know, you're being led around by the enemy.
The champions of manipulation are them. They are the ones who try to manipulate people all the time. And I am not manipulated by either side. I've tried to make myself aware of what is going on as best I can and make my own decision. And they don't want people to do that. That's their whole...
Does anybody think that the war is going the right direction? Does anybody believe that?
I don't see how you could. I really don't understand how anyone could believe that. You know, I'm a person who believed at first the lies about Iraq. I believed that we should go there, and I have done a complete 360 degree because I realized that everything they say is a lie. They have their own agenda, and I truly believe they have no plans on leaving that country. That's why they don't have a plan to leave, because they don't plan to leave.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why they're building an embassy the way they are. They plan to stay there.
I agree. Well, you know, there's a quote this morning. There's an article this morning, rather, not a quote, And I got all my papers shuffled around here, but so just bear with me for a second while I look for it. Condoleezza Rice, I'll just summarize it for you. You can go on Yahoo and find it. Condoleezza Rice is talking about how the fact that there won't be any VE Day, there won't be any Victory Day when there is an established government in Iraq, and that this fighting will go on for a long time to come. And this is not what we were told in the beginning. This was not what was discussed in the beginning. And this idea that where we are now is where we're going to be in the future, I find to just be absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable. And I don't care what Donald Rumsfeld says.
Well, he's got his own agenda, which has nothing to do with the country or the people and what is good for either one. His agenda, just like all of them, are their own agendas. We just happen to be secondary people who have to be conned into believing what they say so they can pull whatever they want to do. And that's just the way it is. And I think this will not stop unless the people stand up like they did in Vietnam and say, that's enough. We've had enough.
Well, we're coming close to that. I mean, the disapproval level of the Bush administration in Colorado alone is up to 62%.
Good.
All right. Hey, Elaine, thank you so much.
Thank
Glad
you.
You called.
Thanks.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600, 945, 50 minutes away from 10 o'clock. By the way, Tim Russert revealed two very interesting pieces of information in a recent radio interview about Donald Rumsfeld. Check this out. After Representative Jack Murtha appeared on Meet the Press and advocated troop withdrawal, several officials in the Pentagon called Russert to tell him that Murtha was right. And a source close to the president told Russert that Bush won't fire Rumsfeld because it would be the equivalent of firing himself. Maybe George W. Bush should go see my psychiatrist. 9:45, 50 minutes away.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
As far as weather goes, we're in real good shape. Mostly sunny for the day with highs in the upper 60s. Not very windy at all. Clear skies tonight, low 34. Sunshine, low 70s for tomorrow, upper 70s for Saturday. Right now it's 51 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You work hard and your business is important to you. Shouldn't your bank work hard too? At Citywide Banks, they take the time to understand your banking needs and what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado. Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a real guy from New Jersey, and this is a real story of how H57 Hoodia changed the life of someone I love. My wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using this all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. I'll tell you, I feel like I've known her forever, and I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. She's got a ton of energy. To me, she's always beautiful, but now you can tell she feels healthier and good about herself. I just wanted to say thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile. I'm a real guy, and I've seen the results firsthand. H57 Hoodia works. Become an H57 success story like Maggie.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 800-224-1938. To find out more about H57's free bottle promotion, try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
The following contains the naked truth on car shopping and incredible savings. Listener attention is advised.
Now at AutoSmart, you can save thousands on a barely pre-driven vehicle. Get a low-mileage 05 or 06 model still under factory warranty, plus top dollar for your trade-in and on-the-spot financing. Why buy new when you can buy AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet on Smith Road? Check their newspaper ad, buyautosmart.com, or call 303-321-7991. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best prices guaranteed.
Health costs rise as access declines. Testify and hear about proposed solutions at the Citizen Healthcare hearings in Denver, April 21st and 22nd, and in Fort Collins, May 6th. For information, visit healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 949. It's 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today is 62, mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Only one line open, so if you want it, take it, and we'll talk to you about it. Let's go to Cliff in Windsor. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Cliff.
Hi, Cliff.
Glad to talk to you. I've been a long-time listener.
Oh, nice to have you on.
I haven't called before, but something happened here recently. I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to call and tell you.
Mm.
My wife and I remodeling our house, and we took some bids on painting, and there's an evangelical minister here in town that has a business, so we ended up hiring him. He came in, excuse me, and he started the work. Everything was kind of going good. This was kitchen, living room, dining room, hallway and such. Anyway, I came home at noon to check on him. I'm a union pipe fitter, and he was using my dining room chairs, my oak chairs, to stand on to paint the ceiling. And
oh, that's nice.
It was a mess. Anyway, I started getting after him, and he said that, look, I saw right from the start I was going to have a problem with you, that you had never been properly educated or saved.
What?
I'm a Catholic.
What?
Yeah. So he offered to save me in my kitchen and to accept the work that he was doing. I informed him that Christ was a carpenter and that he wouldn't accept this kind of work. So it escalated. And during this whole time, I got to tell you, he was listening to Del Rush Blow on the radio.
Oh, man.
So it escalated. He called me a lot of names. I paid him partial payment for what he had done and threw him out. And then my wife and I spent 3 days repairing. We had paint on our chairs, our kitchen, our dining room table,
Lord.
Oak, TV. I mean, it was a mess. Well, then there were people around town, and we didn't say anything to anybody. There was actually people that were part of his church that wouldn't talk to us anymore. And then we had somebody ask us what happened, and we told them. And it was just incredible that we should accept his work, because that's what he told me, that this is what his work was, and we should accept it.
You know, listen, man, it takes all types to make the world go round. I mean, that's the only way I can look at it. I mean, what can you do? I mean, pay the guy goodbye, and it's like, you know, it seems to me that the one who was properly educated is you, not him.
Well, I've been 33 years a union pipe fitter, and out of the Denver local there, and I'm just like, I couldn't believe this. And I finally, I've listened to you for so long, I thought, I got to call in and tell him about this.
It's like the damnedest thing I've ever heard.
I still don't believe it happened, but he was going to save me right there in my kitchen.
Oh, Lord.
And convert me to being a Christian.
Oh, well, yeah, did you tell him, you know, you go to church, you're a Catholic, leave me alone.
He said, he told me Catholics aren't Christians.
Oh, see, that gets really, really wrong.
And then that's where these evangelicals have really crossed over the line. You know, they have their boot camps, they have all their education, and they are really brainwashing these kids.
But they're not all like that, though, you know?
I know, but there are a lot of them that are.
Yeah.
That was my only dealing with them, but it was too much.
Wow, that's a weird story. Cliff, thank you for sharing it. I don't mean to get a laugh at your expense, but I don't know any other reaction to give you other than it's an outrageous story.
I laugh, too. That's all you can do now.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. Thanks, Cliff. Have a good day, man. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sarah in Castle Rock. Sarah, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
I just wanted to say two things. First of all, thanks so much for reminding us all about what today is, what happened 7 years ago today. It's important that we don't forget that.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's hard for me to even talk about, actually. But anyway, that's not why I wanted to call. I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate you having that reverend on the first, your last half hour. As a Christian, I take a lot of hope in people that other Christians, other people that share my faith, that have taken an outlet, given us an outlet to make positive change, that other people that see that this administration has completely hijacked our faith, our religion, and used it to, you know, to justify oppressing people and justify war, and it makes me really, really sad that they've done that. But I just wanted to thank you for giving all of us who really know what it's about an outlet.
Well, you know what? Thank you for being out there. And I feel like this administration has just hijacked the whole country. I mean,
this is not
what America stands for. And now, you know, now there's such divisiveness and there's such craziness going on and such nastiness, and we're at each other's throats. And it's like,
we have got
to get a change.
Exactly. Yeah, they've not only hijacked the Christian faith, they've hijacked our Constitution. They've hijacked everything, and it makes me sad. But I really appreciate what you do, and that you're trying to make change. You're trying to give people an outlet for positive change. It's all we can do. It's the only hope we have. So.
Well, I love you, Sarah. Thank you so much for the call. You made my day.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll talk
to
you.
Take care.
All right. Call me again. That was nice of her. You know, often when you do this, you'll get two or three callers, maybe every couple of days, and will tell you how much they like you. But the email never reflects that. And sometimes I come in here with the feeling that it's me against you, even though it's really not. But if you look at the email, if you know, if I were to pass my email on to you and you were to see some of it is extreme. Now, I don't know if that means that we're having an effect. I don't know what's going on there, but some of it is extremely, extremely, extremely hurtful and very, very nasty. Mike in Lafayette. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I will preface my comments by, I think everybody has an axe to grind, so here's where I come from.
Okay.
I am a professing Christian. I served 8 years active duty in the Army, and I am currently a major in the Army Reserves. And where I'm going with this is the upcoming congressional elections. When I was a young medical platoon leader serving with the 10th Mountain Division, one of my battalion commanders had just come from the Command of General Staff College. While he was there, there was a paper written based on the lessons learned from the Vietnam War. Basically, what they took away from that, in terms of fighting that kind of fight, the troops-to-task ratio, in order to get the job done, is about 30 to 1. 30 of our guys to every one of their insurgents. And I'm curious what your thoughts are, and I'm curious to hear what your listeners might think about the Democrats running on, okay, the Republicans has gooned this up hopelessly. Bring the Democrats in. We're going to put a million boots on the ground. Get the job done, repair the infrastructure, and we're going to have the troops home in 2 years, and there will be celebrations in the streets.
Well, you know, on the face of it, it sounds like a good thing, but I think you had a couple of problems going on here. And I think it goes far beyond just the military aspect of it. First of all, you've got the problem of the credibility of the war. There is a big, big underlying feeling of illegitimacy there now. Because,
absolutely.
Because what the administration has said, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like I sell you something at my house, and then it's like I come back to you again, and I say, Mike, you know what, I want to sell you something else. And you go, Jay, I ain't buying what you're selling me, because what you sold me the first time didn't turn out to be the truth. Okay, I'm beginning to run out of time here, so let me just give it real succinct. I think that's a problem. I think the mounting cost and the deficit is a problem, and I think that no achievable clear goals is the problem. And if you can fix those three things, people might support your idea, but I think you got a long road to go, because there is a huge, huge, huge credibility problem. Hey, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Call me again, man. You're always welcome here. And thank you for your service to the country. All right, that's it for this morning. I'm out of here. The Sunoco on Alameda on Broadway is selling fuel for $1.99 a gallon. Is that what? Where is this?
It's E85 at Alameda and Broadway.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, an opal cactus to metabolize sugars, and Hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
A man gives a woman flowers. What does this mean?